Gentlemen, how are you?
Good. Who's gentleman? What gentleman? By the way, Mr. Stephen Ray has joined us.
Greetings.
See, the only gentlemanly-like gentleman here. No, he's worse than the two of us.
Hey,
you.
Really?
What's your question, John? What do you got,
well,
to
say? Well, I actually have an OP comment and then a computer question.
No, we don't do computer questions.
Oh,
that's
you don't?
The deal. No, that's the
no,
deal.
That was our,
we're not here to talk. Well, I mean, we'll talk about computer issues, like we're talking about, you know, where do you put your computer? How do you keep porn
gotcha.
Off it? But we're not going to answer, like, my hard drive has a problem. That was the deal we made with the station when they said we could come on today.
You got to call in tomorrow at 12:20.
That seems fair.
Yeah.
Okay, the Opie situation.
Yeah.
I don't know if you realize it, but he actually graduated from Geneseo. He went to school here in Geneseo, graduated in 85.
I actually missed what the issue was, because I pulled into the garage just as you started talking about
it. He heard sex, and that's why Steve beat it up.
Right, he tried to stop right on the ramp. So
you can't hear this station in the garage.
I know, it's very bad in the garage. He went to where, Geneseo?
Yeah, he went to SUNY Geneseo.
How cool is that?
One of the other stations in town, delay broadcast of their show at night from like 9 to midnight recently, but they haven't been doing it for a while.
Yeah, well, I asked about that, actually. I guess it wasn't too popular. They canned it there too.
Well, it's a shock. I mean, do you listen to Shock Jocks?
I do. Yeah.
Why?
I get a kick out of it. I mean, I know that I like Howard in the morning, you know, and then I'm over to HTK for Dynamike in the afternoon.
Right.
And I don't know if they're considered Shock Jocks or not, but I just enjoy it. And
at some point, I get bored.
As bad as the Howard Stern movie was, there was a really interesting piece with the network executives saying that they're polling their audience because Howard Stern was all controversial and people were complaining about him. The average Howard Stern listener would listen for 3 hours a day because they want to hear what he's going to do next. The average Howard Stern hater would listen for 5 hours a day because they want to hear what he's going to do next.
Right.
So,
yeah, I guess.
So it's great. It's great for the business.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I get bored listening to them. Apparently, I bore easily. Apparently, I have a short attention span.
Well, you know, I mean,
but they bore. I don't know what it is. I'm sorry, John. You had something else to say?
No, that's it.
I mean, thank you so much, John, for your call.
Basically, it gets down to just, you know, how much sex they can have on the radio. And different ways of doing it. I mean, that's what it boils down to.
You know, shock. Yeah, you know, I mean, how far can you go with shock? Unless you're actually going to murder somebody in public, you're stuck with sex.
Yeah.
Not that that's a bad thing. Don't look at me like that. We're going to take a break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
This is the Bob Lonsbury Show.
Get on the line now. Call Bob at 222-1180. Long distance on the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon wireless subscribers to News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Come get your summer!
Every summer at Seabreeze, we witness an amazing phenomenon. The human species initiation into adulthood. When they reach 48 inches, the young of the species undergo four thrilling rites of passage. First, they are suspended briefly upside down on the screaming eagle. Second, on the jackrabbit, they are dropped 75 feet and plunged through a pitch black tunnel. Next, on the quantum loop, they are spun head over heels at 56 miles per hour. Finally, they plunge through the wipeout tube slide. Oh, look, a flock of little ones practicing on the Bear Tracks Junior Coaster for when they reach 48 inches. Good show!
Now you can save on fun. Head to Burger King, pick up a discount coupon and save. BK Special brought to you by R News.
Seabreeze, come get your summer.
Seabreeze,
four smiles per hour.
Seabreeze,
come get your summer.
We got your summer.
This is the deal you've been waiting for. It's our best deal this year. Unlimited night and weekend minutes. That's right. Now at Verizon Wireless, you can get unlimited night and weekend minutes every month for just $39.99. You'll also get 1,000 mobile-to-mobile minutes to call other Verizon Wireless customers and 300 anytime minutes every month, all with no roaming or long-distance charges when calling on the America's Choice Network. Plus, for a limited time, when you buy one Kyocera 2135 digital phone for just $49.99, you'll get another absolutely free with two new annual agreements. Don't miss it. Unlimited night and weekend minutes. It's our best deal this year. To get this great wireless value, simply stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store today. Visit VerizonWireless.com or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Verizon Wireless. We never stop working for you.
New 1 or 2 year agreement required. $30 activation fee. $175 early termination fee applies. Other restrictions apply. Tri-mode phone with specified software required. See store for details.
Searching for the right education to prepare you for the future? Your search is over.
Rochester Institute of Technology offers over 1,800 courses scheduled to meet the needs of busy working adult students. RIT offers online learning, weekend classes, and tuition deferment plans for qualified students. Expect more. Achieve more. At RIT, you'll find certificate, diploma, and degree programs in today's hottest career fields offered by one of America's leading universities. Look to RIT for tomorrow's education today. It's not too late to register. Join the over 3,500 part-time students at RIT. Don't miss your opportunity to register. Fall quarter classes begin September 5th. Register now or call for more information about becoming a part-time student at RIT. Call 475-2229 or visit us on the web at www.rit.edu. 475-2229 or www.rit.edu.
Is here, the most powerful sale-owned Dodge ever.
August Power Sale at Cortez Dodge.
Yeah, only the power of Cortez Dodge has caravans with
0% financing up to 60 months.
Yeah, baby, that's my mojo.
Well, Cortez mojo is marked down.
Get new O2 Grand Caravans with savings up to $6,500. New O2 Ram pickups or quad cabs with savings up to $8,500.
Groovy, baby, but are they protected, man?
Oh, yeah. They're covered with a 7-year, 70,000-mile powertrain warranty.
Ooh. Yeah, baby.
Get new caravans with
0% financing up to 60 months.
Yeah, it's Cortez Dodge's
August Power Sale.
Get O2 Grand Caravans with savings up to $6,500. O2 Ram pickups or quad cabs with savings up to $8,500. New caravans with
0% financing up to 60 months.
Only at Cortez Dodge, where every day's a deal. On West Henrietta Road.
With credit prices plus tax, tag, and fees, dealer retains all rebate savings based on dealer's price 1667 for 1,000 finance. Celebrity voices or parodies and not endorsements. C70s Democrat for details.
Hello, Dental Group. Ms. Cole?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a nasty toothache. Aren't you on vacation?
Camping.
Well, for temporary relief until you see the dentist, get maximum strength Ambisol.
Ambisol?
The same pain reliever in the same strength the dentist rubs on gums to start relieving pain on contact.
Oh, really?
You can't get stronger pain relief without a prescription. Use only as directed.
Ambisol?
Yes, Ms. Cole. Maximum strength Ambisol. Dent is strong, so the pain is gone.
Whoa, that gig is so cool.
Jim, can I borrow your phone?
Sounds like a very important call.
Kind of. Hey, you asked me to call you. Yeah, I'm having fun. Can I stay until 12? No? At 11? All right. Bye, Mom.
Let your kids be who they are, but know what they're doing. Talk, know, ask. Parents, the anti-drug. For more information, call 1-800-788-2800. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
If you've got a computer problem
with your PC
or your Mac,
tune in to Soundbites every Saturday from 1220 to 2 p.m. on 1180 WHAM.
I love those two guys.
All three guys. Of us.
There's three of them. I love the two I was listening to, and then the third guy who just says, go listen to Wham. Him, I don't like his voice. It's a little too high. You know how you hear yourself on the air the first few times you hear yourself, you think, who is that?
Yeah, that was really weird. I sound like that?
Yeah. Yeah. In my head, I'm Darth Vader. Okay, enough of that. Enough of the heavy breathing.
Now we're
going to
wipe the mics off.
All right, we're sitting here. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
Craig Schallert is our producer. I haven't even mentioned him yet. He's the person keeping us level and on the air, and so I think we should all...
And we're trying him on that.
We should all vilify him as much as possible today. We're talking... we're taking Bob Lonsbury's place. He's off enjoying... respite of not being on the air. We don't know where Bob is, and many of us don't care, but those of us who do care are out searching for him right now. We have
scouts out looking.
Bounty hunters. We have bounty hunters out now.
Boba Fett.
See, I was thinking Steve McQueen. You're thinking Boba Fett.
Well, we're still on Star Wars.
Yeah, right. Right. And we're still on Opie and Anthony. We've been talking about them for a little while. Steve wants to know if they were actually in the confessional. Bless me, Father, for I am sinning.
Yeah, they can just confess it right where they're there.
Yeah, that's right. But it's just, and what amuses me is, of course, that they actually went and did this. I mean, this is radio. It's theater of the mind. You could be sitting on the expressway somewhere and just saying, hi, I'm in St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Or you could be out in the backyard.
Exactly. You don't have to be anywhere at all. But apparently they actually went and did it so they could be arrested there. I mean, wouldn't it have been more shocking had they not actually been there? Had they been lying to their audience? That's shocking.
Yeah, something, you know, pulling a scam on the audience. How well you can, you know, effectively get their attention, really think that it's happening, and then, oh, like an April Fool's joke.
It's apparently not shocking because they're always lying to the audience. None of these stunts really happen. All the calls are fake.
I suppose that's true. And for those of you who are listening, those of you who have been actually to the Soundbites website at soundbites.org, probably have seen our pictures. Well, the reality is that I look a great deal like Mel Gibson. Dave is a dead ringer for Nicolas Cage, and... Well, that actually is Steve's picture, yeah.
But there actually is a famous actor named Stephen Ray who spells it right.
He spells it correctly.
He's the buddy in all the big movies, the Tom Cruise movie, the Mel Gibson movie. He's always the buddy.
He's the buddy. He was also in The Crying Game. We won't talk about that, though.
Well, we're going to, matter of fact, I was just talking to Chris, our webmaster here, and going to get our pictures finally updated. If you go to our store, which we have a bunch of Soundbites paraphernalia, that if you are a Soundbites listener, you can sit there and shop online. We've got everything from t-shirts to fanny packs to backpacks, coasters, you name it. You know, you can sit there and check it out. And some of the items do, like the shirts and all that, have our actual photo on the back of it.
Right.
And
that fake photo of me and Dave and the real photo of Steve. So we'll just actually get Mel Gibson, Nicolas Cage, and Steve.
Yeah. Actually, what's interesting is you ever go to a search engine like Google or something, type in your name and see what it finds.
It's frightening,
isn't
it?
It's frightening. Now, I forget how many pages in I have to go. When I search for me, I always get the actor.
Of course.
But, you know, like 10 or 20 pages in, I get to me.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
There aren't a lot of Nick Francesco, so I think we're all right.
Well, you should try my family. My dad is one of 19.
Yeah.
Oh, man, why didn't your parents at some point buy a television?
No, it was my grandfather. I commend him. I mean, you know, that's two sets of twins in there.
Sure.
But there's 19. There was 19 of them. I mean, folks used to say, and we used to have get-togethers.
Yep.
At Thanksgiving time, you used to always, you know, have to rent a hall.
Sure.
And then you get somebody calling
19
in
19 kids?
19 kids.
You should have been on Opie and Anthony.
My great-grandmother's family, which was the same generation, was one of 19. My mother was one of 9. A lot of my aunts and uncles have 8 or 9 kids. And my family was very the black sheep because we only had 3.
See, now, my father had one child, me. I have one child. And we're doing the negative population growth thing. But we're going to go to the phones now. And we're going to talk to Charlene from Henrietta. Welcome, Charlene. How are you today?
I'm good. I talked to you the other day at RIT about a problem I was having.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and everything
Wait, Charlene.
Yes.
We're not allowed to take computer calls.
We can't take computer questions.
No questions.
Well, you know, we can take them tomorrow on our show. That's from 12:20-ish to 2 p.m.
I can never get through on that on Saturday, but
you got to call early. No, the deal with the station is we don't talk about computer things today.
We can talk about computer items. We just can't answer computer questions.
We can't answer computer questions. Okay. What's wrong with my hard drive?
I don't have a question per se, but I want to thank you for your time.
Well, you know what? It was absolutely my pleasure. I'm always honored to talk to folks who have computer questions. I shouldn't say that because I can't go anywhere. None of us can.
Yeah. No.
But it was my pleasure, Charlene.
Dave puts his business name on the truck. So at least
Right. So at least he can, you know, stand in front of the truck and point backwards when he's talking to somebody. I don't do computer stuff for a living, so I don't care. You know.
But you know what? One thing we should also mention to our audience is come October 2nd. They're going to let us out of the studio and put us over into the, Holiday
Dome?
The Holodome.
We'll talk about that shortly. We've got to take a quick break now, but we're going to be back in just a little while. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And we are the Bob Lonsbury Show Pro Tem, and we'll be back shortly.
America's Money Show, Money Talk with Bob Brinker. Saturdays and Sundays at 4 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Bold, daring, inspiring. Of all the thrilling lines on the Nissan Altima, this may be the most interesting. The bottom line at the Nissan National Sales Event. Now is an extraordinary time to buy the Nissan Altima. Thoughtfully equipped with automatic transmission, the 2002 Altima 2.5S is just $18,999. From its awesome 175 horsepower engine in the front to the stylish jewel taillights in the back, Altima is the cure for the common car. See your Nissan dealer now and get the bottom line. $18,999 for the car selected as 2002 North American Car of the Year. Now that's a beautiful thing. Hurry, Altimas are going fast, and that's the bottom line. The Nissan National Sales Event. MSRP excludes $540 destination charge, tax, title, license, and options. Dealer sets actual price. Awarded by 50 automotive journalists.
Rochester's award-winning news team, recognized year after year. News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Good morning at 1130. I'm Randy Gortman with the WHAM News Update. In Orleans County this morning, Timothy Adams sentenced, the 14-year-old, sentenced to 6 years to life in prison in the shooting death of his father earlier this year. Adams, 14 years old. Joseph Trapp being held now without bail, but he will not go to trial in Rochester. The Penfield man in federal court today, where the judge ordered the man to be held in Syracuse to prepare for trial there. Trapp stands accused of taking young boys across state lines to molest them. The Gates Police Department saying this morning its investigation of two recent salmonella outbreaks at the Berkeley Country Club have not turned up any evidence of criminal wrongdoing. The police department brought in after one outbreak of that food poisoning in June, another one in late July. The Bush administration ready to fight a court ruling which says it went too far in giving the FBI more power to conduct searches and wiretaps. The U.S. Foreign Intelligence Court had rejected some of the new guidelines from the Attorney General. It also disclosed the FBI made dozens of mistakes in applying for warrants under the surveillance law. Checking the WHAM ESL 30-minute ticker, the Dow Jones down 139 at 89.14. The NASDAQ is down 30.
Here's WHAM's radar weather for Rochester and Western New York. Any low cloudiness from this morning will begin to fade, giving way to some partial afternoon sunshine. It'll be breezy and cooler today with a high of 72 on the lakeshore, 77 for just about everybody else. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cool, the low near 60. Tomorrow looks cloudy with a few showers, especially east and south of Rochester, the high near 75. And Sunday looks like we'll see partly sunny skies at a high in the low 70s. This is WHAM meteorologist Josh Nichols.
And we've got some clouds out there right now, 69 degrees. Coming up, more of the Bob Lonsbury Show with the computer guys filling in today. I'm Randy Gorbin on Rochester's News Leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hi there, we're back. It's the Bob Lonsbury Show. Songs Bob Lonsbury today, Bob Sonsbury today. He's out somewhere enjoying himself and hopefully enjoying, you know, the air and
everything else.
I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
We are Sound Bites. We do a show on Saturdays from 12:20-ish to 2 p.m. And we are sitting in for him today. And we are here to take whatever questions you want to ask, except we're not going to take computer fix-it questions. We'll take computer philosophy questions, but not computer fix-it questions. And we are going to talk to Alan from East Aurora. Welcome, Alan. What's your question?
Hi. I got a computer philosophy question. I'm wondering, when are computers going to start getting friendly to the user? And I'll use two examples. The computers can be programmed very easily to accept two different keyboards, one that presently exists where all the letters are designed to slow down your fingers, and one where the original typewriter was designed, where the computer's A's and the E's are in the proper position so that you can type real fast.
Yeah. That's the Dvorak keyboard.
Versus the QWERTY keyboard, yeah.
And the second one was scrolling. I've asked numerous people if they like scrolling, and I think about 1 out of 10, maybe 2 out of 10, can actually read scrolling material. The rest of us are blind to scrolling.
Right.
Whereas you can go to the idea of blanking off the screen and typing, and then it keeps blanking off what is remaining on there up and down the screen.
Right.
I just wonder, when are they going to start understanding that we don't like what they're giving us?
Well, it's interesting. There are a couple of things you can do about that, actually. First, you can get a Dvorak keyboard. for your computer. And you can also change the way that the computer looks at the keyboard to tell it it's a Dvorak keyboard. Depending on the program, you can change the scrolling rate. But you're right. The problem really with the front end of all of these things, with the graphical user interface, is that in many cases it was designed by an individual and he or she did what they felt like doing.
Right.
There are some things that over the years have mitigated that. Microsoft has a usability lab. That's shocking to many people, I realize that. They do actually have a usability lab, and there's been a lot of data that have come out of that usability lab. Some of it actually got used. There are also, in other operating systems, for example, on the Mac, they're constantly trying new things, and whenever they come, and that's one of the cool things about the Mac, they're constantly trying new things, and the good ones stay for the next version.
Yeah, Apple did a lot of research into the human interface and spent millions of dollars setting up human interface labs to see how things worked best for people. And Bruce Tozzinini was sort of well known as the father of the human interface, designing a lot of the early interface elements that were in the first versions of Windows and the first versions of the Mac.
And one thing they do in the computer industry is they'll sit there and they'll put what they call feelers out. They might be, just like they were trying to get the 2.8 floppy to take off. That really never happened. They, there was a lot of talk about it and everything else. And quite often, the industry will sit there and put feelers out that if we were going to do this, what would your response be? And, you know, they constantly go out there and get people's opinions on whether they'd like it, dislike it. And that can sometimes make or break whether a certain device or a way we do things on computers actually happens.
And one of the big issues with scrolling was always how fast the data can be presented to your screen. Back in the olden days of modems, 1200 baud was about as fast as most people could read. And then the new 2400 baud super fast modems came out. And
Twice
as fast.
Twice
you couldn't quite keep up with it. Now that the graphics cards and the CPUs are so fast, you can literally scroll the screen so fast you can't read anything.
Exactly.
So the operating system have to slow down scrolling. But for people that like scrolling fast, say you have a 50-page document, you want to scroll to page 49 really fast.
Right.
It's a catch-22. You want to scroll a little bit here, but you want to scroll a lot there.
Yeah, right.
Actually, the other method, you can read just as well. It's just the idea that you're not... I'm dyslexic to begin with. So,
right.
Dyslexic just hate scrolling.
Right.
You can't read.
Right. What?
The other method, I can read because I can concentrate on one line that will stay on the screen for at least a second.
Right.
Well, on PC keyboards, you have the scroll lock key that locks your scroll. So instead of the whole screen scrolling, it just scrolls the one top line. And that's one feature the Mac hasn't brought in yet, that scroll lock. But try that on your PC keyboards.
No, say it again, please.
There's a scroll lock key. It's usually one of the F13, 14, 15.
It just scrolls the top line, but what am I then reading, getting to read, just the top line?
Right, the top line, and then when you hit your down arrow to scroll, it scrolls it up one line so that the line you're reading is always at the very top of the screen.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay, that was perilously close.
Yeah, that was
to an actual computer question, and I'm not sure that
there's a really interesting book out, Tog on the Interface, from Bruce Tozzinini, mm-hmm. Who actually left Apple and went to Sun. So theoretically, the next versions of Sun OS might have better human interfaces.
The next version of the GNOME, GNOME interface, will indeed be created by some of the people who created Aqua.
One of the topics
so that'll be interesting
that we were talking about before when we first got into the show was, I'd like to know, you listeners out there, where do you actually keep your computer? I know we started talking about this, but you get into a lot of the stuff. These kids are meeting other people online and all of a sudden realizing, oh, I didn't realize Johnny was even doing that or anything else. I'd like to know, where do you keep your computer? You know, give us a call and some of your advice, maybe for some other parents, on some of the different tips or unique ways you handle situations as far as your kids and getting on the web and that. It's really dangerous. Now, with some of these viruses out there, like we were saying before, that they could be doing a search, say, on leather or in cows for a school project or a science project, and all of a sudden they do a search, and all of a sudden all these websites that, pop open, that you wouldn't even want, you know, an adult sometimes to look at, because they're just disgusting.
I get a little aggravated sometimes about the overhype that the computers are being blamed for the problem. And you look back a few years, and parents wouldn't let the kids, you know, go outside without supervision. You don't talk to strangers. You don't get in a car with a stranger. And all those same sort of things apply to the computer. It's just another tool, another issue that you as a parent need to keep track of.
Well, here's the problem. When I teach people about computers, when I talk about the various things that people, you know, can do and places they can go, I liken it to a city. There are places in a city you don't want to go alone, and there are places in a city you do.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that on the net, a lot of time those places you don't want to go come to you.
Exactly.
So it's harder to stay out of them than it is in, you know, in a regular city. You know, not to walk down certain streets.
Well, the other thing that I, you know, have a really laugh at is, you know, our government will sit there and say, well, we're going to pass this law or that law to control the web. Yeah. You know, for educated people, you know, what part of the World Wide Web don't they get?
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, that's like one hand clapping. It's not going to do anything, folks. Right. So they can sit there and say, well, we're going to pass this legislation and do this and do that. Yeah, if you're caught here in the U.S., yes, you can face criminal charges and everything else. But if you're in another country where they don't give, you know,
right, if we don't have an extradition treaty with them, then
yeah, they can put up and do anything they want, and there's not a thing the U.S. government can do.
And in fact, we're going to take a quick break right now, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Maybe we'll even talk about Sealand. I'm Nick Francesco.
At the heart of every Subaru is the company's commitment to build vehicles that take you where you want to go safely and comfortably, regardless of roads or weather. At the heart of every Subaru from Doyle Subaru is their commitment to put you in a vehicle that fits your needs, is fun to drive, and easy to own. At this area's fastest-growing Subaru dealer, right now, Doyle is making deals that'll make you purr. Take the fully redesigned 2003 all-wheel drive Forester X, loaded with power, air conditioning, airbags, 5-speed, ABS, and more. It's now available for only $19,485. How about the convenience of the 2002 Outback Wagon? Works like a truck, but drives like a dream. Loaded to go, it's yours for only $20,400. Remember, Subaru is now offering 1.9% financing for 24 months on many of the most popular selected models. Prices quoted do not include title tax and tax. From Forester to Outback, Legacy, Limited, and Impreza, SUVs, wagons, and sedans. You'll always get more for your money at Doyle Subaru, where service after the sale is second to none. Doyle Subaru, part of the Doyle family of fine vehicles. Ridge Road, Webster.
The Bob Lonsberry Show. Driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Hi, I'm Major Real. The Salvation Army was at the forefront of relief efforts when terrorists attacked our country on 9/11. Salvation Army volunteers worked around the clock at Ground Zero for 9 months. I was fortunate enough to serve alongside many people from Rochester that rushed to New York's aid. We will honor the heroes and angels of 9/11 at a special luncheon on Thursday, September 5th at the Riverside Convention Center. Our special guest will be Bernard Carrick, the former New York City Police Commissioner. Join us for this tribute featuring special music and videos that highlight Rochester's response. For ticket information, call the Salvation Army at 987-9500. I hope you can join us to honor our heroes and angels on Thursday, September 5th. Reserve your seat by calling 987-9500. Thank you, and God bless you.
With the Salvation Army, everybody wins.
The NFL Flyaway, brought to you locally by FYE for your entertainment, where you'll find all the movies you love on DVD, including the collector's series Jackie Brown and Pulp Fiction. FYE, music, movies, games, and more.
Hi, this is Brad Davies. Join me and Sharan Wilkie from the Center for Mental Deficiency Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We're going to help you improve your golf game. That's Sunday morning, 10 o'clock on 1180 WHAM.
Call Bob now at 222-1180, star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. More Bob Lonsberry next on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Actually, it's not more Bob Lonsberry. It's more Nick Francesco.
Dave Enright.
And Steve Ray.
Luckily for you all, it's not less Bob Lonsberry because he hasn't been here at all week. I suspect you've noticed that. We are Soundbites, and we are taking Bob's place today. Well, no one can take Bob's place.
We're just
simply
filling
on
in
the air instead of him. And I'd like to spend the next few minutes talking about a company in Finland. called Benefon. They make phones, mobile phones. They have a new product out. Mobile phones for dogs.
Huh?
Woof.
No, this is true. Mobile phones for dogs. They combine them with a tracking device and hang them off of hunting dogs. So using the tracking device, you can find where your hunting dog is. This is apparently a problem. I don't hunt a lot, but I know that generally you call a hunting dog, it comes back to you. That's a good hunting dog.
Yeah.
It's a bad hunting dog that you have to put a GPS tracking signal on so you can go find it. But okay. Anyway, they've got these phones that the dogs are on. And now the dog barks and the phone calls you. And you can listen to the dog barking.
Wait a minute. What if the dog has a cold or that and dials another number
and
winds up talking to somebody in China?
And you're paying for that call. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's the way it works. But the deal here
you're not barking up the wrong phone
right now. I know that, like, Verizon has this new, or Sprint rather, has this new picture phone, but it's not a picture phone, so you can't, like, see what the dog is barking at. But the folks at Benefon say that a good hunter can tell what kind of animal the dog has flushed by the bark. So
isn't it usually when it flies up above the brush, you can tell what it is, too?
Yeah, well, that's assuming that it's a flying animal.
Or after raccoon.
When the dog comes out of the brush with it in its mouth. And
right. Well, but apparently this is a big new thing. Cell phones for dogs. It's not enough now to have, you know, multiple cell phones for yourself. I mean, people are ordering multiple cell phones. They have the cool-looking one to go clubbing with and the waterproof one to go scuba diving with and you know, that kind of thing. And the big and the huge honking one for email because, you know, you can't see email on those little things. But now you can get a cell phone for your dog.
What about cats now? We can't leave them out.
You gotta have, you know, cats would make too many calls. Dogs are dumb. They would just call home to their master. Hoi, hi, I'm a squirrel.
They could be throwing up a fur ball and, you know.
That's right. Cats would be ordering things off eBay. No, it's a bad idea to give a cell phone to a cat. Cats, that's a bad idea. Dogs are stupid. They just call home to the master. Oh, I missed you. I haven't talked in a minute. I love you. Cats are like, oh, fine, I'm calling for a pizza. Shut up.
You threw the stick. Fetch it your damn self.
cats are way too smart for that sort of thing.
You know, one of the other things, I was out with some friends last night having coffee and wondering how many of the listeners remember the old, because Bill O.J. was on Lonsberry's show this past week talking about the bus transportation and everything else. How many folks here in Rochester still remember the old trolley system?
That's right.
I mean, people, you know, they sit there, oh, that was so long ago. No, the trolley, I believe, stopped running in 1955.
Yeah.
That's
pretty long ago, Dave.
That's for you, maybe. Maybe for you.
I rode the trolley.
Me, same here. I can remember going with my aunt Helen, took me on the trolley, and we wound up going up to the beach. I mean, that's back when the beach, you know, was super crowded. You had to get there up to Lake Ontario on an average summer day very early because otherwise you maybe had 6 inches between blankets to worm your way up from the back part of the beach up to the front to get in the water.
Now, of course, it's all red tide or whatever that is.
Yeah, I mean, there's green slime and the zebra mussels and everything else. But I can remember the old trolleys. And, I mean, I love going out to San Francisco and still seeing them out there. But, you know, that'd be something cool.
And, of course, getting Rice-A-Roni.
But doing something like that, if they're going to bring in
San Francisco treat.
Thank you.
Bring it in.
It's the only piece of this entire conversation that Steve
relates
to.
Yeah.
It's because I watch too much television.
But, I mean, you know, they're talking about bringing
in. Now, if they put a TV on the trolley, I'd be there.
You'd be there in a hot second.
Or an internet connection.
But, I mean, they're talking about bringing this trolley, you know, the fast ferry in. Into Rochester and that, and it's like, you know.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to be the first one to break it to you, but the trolley, if we put a trolley back, it wouldn't go to Toronto.
No.
But, I'm just guessing.
No.
But it's pretty unlikely that
you
get a trolley.
No.
I'm just thinking.
Here's where I was going with it.
Okay.
I mean, I can see a lot of folks wanting to go to Toronto.
Yeah.
What do you want to do when you come to Rochester?
You want to ride the trolley. You want to ride the trolley.
I mean, that would be another gimmick to get folks downtown. Now, if they could start beefing up downtown. Matter of fact, Bob brought this up a long time ago. Buffalo's got two casinos. Syracuse has got a casino. Wait a minute. I think Rochester's in the middle. We want to build this fast ferry. Why not turn Midtown Towers or anything else into a casino? I mean, you talk about raising revenue and creating shops. And you can come downtown, and I've done this plenty of times because I go over here to the old Java Joe's to have coffee. After 5 o'clock, Rochester is a ghost town downtown. There is literally all the shops are closed. A lot of them are boarded up. And it's like, so if they're going to come to Rochester, for what? The brewery?
I don't know. But maybe Dick has the answer. We have Dick on the line. Dick.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. You made a mistake, though.
Go ahead.
You're talking about the subway in 57.
No, I said 55.
55. Okay, that was the subway. The last streetcar.
Yeah.
Streetcar was the East Main Line, which was, I believe, December of 1941, because we moved the day... They took it off because we kept waiting for buses, and we were...
Well,
it was
then
a family joke.
Yeah. I must have been on the subway then.
Yeah, it was a family joke. The day we moved, they finally put buses on that line.
Dick,
trying to move, and the trolley never shows up.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Would your parents tell you to take the trolley to the new house? Is that what...
I'm sorry, I didn't get you.
Did your parents tell you, Dick, we moved, take the trolley to the new house?
No.
Dick, one other thing, though. It sounds like you might remember quite a bit of this stuff.
Pardon? I don't hear you well.
I'm sorry. You might remember this. Wasn't the trolley taken away, though, because Rochester was sold a bill of goods stating that if they went to, like, mass transit, some other big corporation was coming into town, and that's why they did away with it, figuring a lot of folks were going to use it, the new buses, so that's why they did away with the trolley?
I don't remember that. I remember that it took all the joy out of Halloween when the trolleys left.
because, why? What did you do?
Oh, the biggest joy in life was to run out and pull that cord on the back and disconnect it so they couldn't go anywhere.
Okay.
And there was a hill at the corner of Winton and Blossom.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to put used crankcase oil on the tracks at Halloween.
So you were a JD back then, is what you're saying.
They'd get partway up, we'd run out and pull the rope, and we'd have five or six of them lined up there till they sent us off.
I only used to do pennies on the train tracks.
I know. We clearly led a far too sheltered life. Thanks, Dick. That's a great phone call.
I mean, that would be something great if they could bring those back.
Sure, because we've still got crankcase oil. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Craig Shellard is our producer. I'm Nick Francesco. This is the Robert Lonsberry Show.
Call Bob now at 222-1180, star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. More Bob Lonsberry next on News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Testing, testing, 1, 2. You're on the air.
And you're making radio waves. Compare radio now and then in Strong Museum's new radio studio. Produce your own show using classic radio sound effects. Go on a news assignment, tape an interview, act out a radio drama, and much, much more. Make waves, radio waves, at Strong Museum's new radio studio. Sponsored in part by News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get all the details online at our website, wham1180.com.
It's a digital revolution, my friend, so get ready to hop aboard. It's CompUSA's four-day Photothon. No, not the photo thong. That's a whole different event. It's the Photothon with discounts on all the digital photo stuff you need. This Wednesday through Saturday, a Veo Connect web camera is just $9. $9! A lightweight style cam Blink digital camera is just $19. Come on! I have socks that cost more than that. ScanPort scanners are also starting at $19. How about 96 megs of compact flash memory or smart media memory for $29? I'm not making this stuff up, folks. A 17-inch computer monitor for $79. Memorex internal CD drive, 49 smackers. Buy 50 Memorex 40x CDs and get 50 free. All offers are after mail-in rebates and instant savings. It's not a telethon. It's not chicken parmesan. It's the four-day photothon, Wednesday through Saturday, and only at CompUSA. See store for details.
Sleep, sleep, city. Oh, what a beautiful night. August is price rollback month at Sleep City. As Western New York's largest Serta dealer, we've been offered factory direct price rollbacks on all Serta Perfect Sleeper mattress sets. And we're passing these savings on to you. Now is the time to save from $300 to $500 on all premium mattress sets. Hi, this is Gino Marcello, owner of Sleep City. During this price rollback, not only will you get the lowest price on your mattress purchase, but also free delivery and free breakfast from us and Spot Coffee. That's right, the lowest price, free delivery, and free breakfast. For a limited time, stop into any Sleep City location and register to win a weekend for two at the Pillar and Post Spa in Niagara on the Lake. So stop in at Sleep City in Henrietta, Victor, or Webster. And remember, as always, your comfort is my guarantee.
You're in Sleep City.
How many reasons do you need to get into a Chrysler car or minivan? How about zero? Because now, for a limited time, you can get 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on select 2002 Chrysler vehicles. Choose from the always popular, always affordable Chrysler Town & Country or Voyager, the legendary and powerful 300M, the roomy Concorde, the versatile PT Cruiser, or the sporty Sebring Coupe. Plus, to make this great offer even better, all Chrysler vehicles are backed by the security of our exclusive 7-year, 70,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So hurry to your Chrysler dealer today, because with 0% financing on our 770 limited warranty, there's no reason not to. 0% APR financing for 60 months means $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance for qualified buyers with 10% down. Excludes Voyager EC and Town & Country EX and EL. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for copy of limited warranty. A deductible applies. Must take retail delivery by September 3rd.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
This is the Bob Lonsbury Show, but we are Soundbites, and we're talking to Jim from Rochester. Welcome, Jim. What's your question?
Yeah, I got a car went off the...
Okay. Apparently, Jim was...
He sat all that time while the news was going on and everything else to do that.
Great. God bless him. No, that's... God bless him. That's at the end of the thing when we do that open phone thing.
Maybe they think we're shock jocks.
Maybe he thinks we are. That's I've been shocked, but... and I'm not... Never mind. I don't really want to go anywhere near that. I don't even know what I thought I was thinking about. But apparently, that was one of the dogs on the cell phone. That's what it was.
Doing long distance.
Apparently, he had treated a squirrel. We have been talking about the fact that you can now buy a cell phone for your dog. I think that's the latest prestige thing. You know, you don't buy them for your kids, but you'll buy them for your dog. I have a dog.
Kids already have them.
Kids, yeah, that's right. Kids are my daughter is so desperate for a cell phone. I told her the day she can afford to buy it herself, she can have one.
My daughter actually bought a cell phone, but can't afford the rate plans. So she's had a phone for a year, but hasn't been able to use it.
But she can sit around pretending to talk to somebody and then put it away and say, I'm sorry, what did you want? And you know what bothers me is people whose cell phones ring like when you're having lunch and they answer them. Now, I understand if it's a work-related issue. You know, you're on 24-hour call, whatever, that I understand that. But somebody who makes the determination that whoever they're talking to on the phone is more important than you, that kind of bothers me.
You know what?
No, nothing. I'm just having lunch with a friend.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
How about the folks that, and I still see it daily because I'm driving around all over the city, still see folks driving and have the cell phone up to their head, no hands-free unit.
That's exactly right.
I mean, you know, they just totally ignore any law. You know, it's like, oh, well, this is just a short call. Hello, in that short call, you could still have an accident.
That's exactly right. I mean, it doesn't take much. Trust me, it does not take much to have an accident. And it's we're going to go, oh, how much time we got? We got about a minute to talk to Gene from Rochester. What's up, Gene? Gene?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I'll make it real quick. It's the Vietnam Memorial on Mount Hope. There are some individuals that want to change it to the Greater Rochester Vietnam Memorial. And as it has in the past, the War Memorial has been changed to the Blue Cross, Blue Shield, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And we don't want that to happen anymore. And our thing is on October excuse me, September 3rd at 5 o'clock at the County Billy. We want every veteran to muster up there that was in Vietnam or was.
I'll tell you what, Gene, can you hold on the line during the news?
Yes, sir.
We'll talk to you when we come back from the news. We're going to take a break. There's going to be news. There's going to be commercials. There's going to be more excitement than you can possibly shake a stick at if that's your idea of a good time. And we'll be back in just a little while with a whole lot more of the ever incredible and always expanding Bob Lonsbury Show.
Okay, 1180 WHAM Rochester now salutes our servicemen and women serving around the world with the singing of our national anthem, today by the Alpha Chords of Harmony.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rock has fled, blood is red, our bones bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
News, weather, sports, and more. Online at wham1180.com. This is News Radio 1180 WHAM Rochester, a Clear Channel radio station.
Good afternoon, everybody. We have clouds overhead in many parts of the Rochester area, but sun breaks as well. 68 degrees, and our meteorologist Josh Nichols really predicted this one. He said we'd have a mix of sun and clouds today and tomorrow morning as well. I'm Glenn Lamberts with a Wham News Update. Lots of news about crime and punishment at midday, and we begin with reporter Susan Ashline, who tells us an Orleans County teenager is on his way to prison, sentenced today for shooting and killing his own father.
Timothy Adams' mother was visibly shaking after her son was sentenced to 6 years to life in prison for murdering his father. Maria Adams says it's because she's angry.
Can it be any worse when Tim was a young child and knew that his father was trying to kill me? Trying to shoot me in the upstairs bedroom? Can that be any worse?
She backs the 14-year-old's claims that his father, Angelo, abused him. But before sentencing, the judge told the boy, quote, "In the past 2 weeks, I've seen more severe cases of abuse, and those kids did nothing like this." The judge said even if he did buy that justification, nothing explains Adams leading police on a high-speed chase following the January murder and shooting at a police officer. At Orleans County Court, Susan Ashline, News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Reporter Sherry Smith was in court this morning as well as the case against a Penfield man continued. Joseph Trapp stands accused of molesting children.
In a federal courtroom in Rochester today, charges were dismissed against Trapp. That cleared the way, though, for him to face similar charges in Syracuse. Trapp is alleged to have abused several children, teenage boys, elementary school kids, giving them gifts in exchange for sexual favors. He faces charges of transporting minors across state lines for the purposes of sex and child pornography. The case in Syracuse also involves the young elementary school kids who referred to Trapp as Uncle JoJo. Facing these types of allegations are not new for Trapp. The 57-year-old did time in the 90s for abusing boys on Long Island. Federal marshals will take him to a detention center in central New York later this afternoon, where Trapp, for now, will be held without bail. Sherry Smith, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
A criminal investigation into recent outbreaks of salmonella food poisoning at a Gates Country Club has been completed. And as Wham's Randy Gorbman tells us, the club is still looking for some answers here.
The probe by the Gates Police Department into the two outbreaks at the Brickley Country Club shows no evidence of criminal wrongdoing. The first outbreak was in June, resulting in 97 cases. Another 9 cases were tied to a July 30th golf outing. Police were brought in to investigate after officials at the club felt someone may have been deliberately contaminating the food. But Gates Police Chief Tom Roach says interviews done with staff and others have shown no evidence of that at this point. Wham News asked Roach if that finding might change later on.
Well, you never know in any particular case. If there's more information that comes to us at a later time, that could certainly change that.
The Country Club has issued a statement saying that despite the fact there's no evidence of wrongdoing, it still believes their trust in some employees was misplaced. Brooke Lee says it plans to expand safeguards that have already been put in place. Randy Gorman, News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Another $66.7 million has been sent to New York State by the federal government. This is to pay for the September 11 cleanup. The feds have now sent $4.5 billion total. This latest check reimburses the Department of Sanitation in New York for the costs of both labor and heavy equipment. The money comes from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. Still to come, a high-altitude alliance and a case in point that, you know, sometimes crime really does not pay. When the Wham! Midday Report continues.
If it's about sports, he knows about it.
I know I got some ideas that many of you don't agree with, and that's what's fun about the show.
Bob Matthews, weeknights at 6, News Radio 1180, WHAM.
An accident victim accepted $12.2 million. A construction worker received $1.8 million. A jury awarded a crash victim nearly $5 million. And an injured passenger was awarded $9 million for lost wages, $23 million for medical costs, and $15 million for pain and suffering. What do these personal injury victims have in common? When they needed help, they called Salino and Barnes. The attorneys at Salino and Barnes focus exclusively on personal injury and auto accident cases. Salino and Barnes is here to help you get the money you deserve. Your initial consultation is free, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. If you've been injured, call Salino and Barnes today at 454-2020.
Salino and Barnes, the injury attorneys, call 454-2020.
Wham! News time is 5:05. The administration ready to fight a court ruling that it said went too far in giving the FBI more power to conduct searches and wiretaps. Let's get more from correspondent Peter Mayer.
The Justice Department is appealing a secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court ruling that the government failed to protect privacy rights. Syracuse University Law Professor William Banks sees major fallout from the ruling by the court that oversees domestic spying on terror suspects.
The Attorney General's on very thin ice here if he's expressing dissatisfaction with the reaction of the court.
And the court is more than dissatisfied with the Justice Department, singling out more than 75 cases, most from the Clinton era, where the panel says it was misled by the FBI in papers used by the Bureau to support wiretaps and other electronic surveillance. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
And now it is 12:06. Delta Airlines does not want to be left behind as other big airlines team up in ticketing partnerships. So Delta is joining Continental and Northwest to form an alliance. What will this do? Well, that's the question for Jennifer Waters with CBS Market Watch.
Allows them to sell seats to each other's customers on their planes, on other planes. It also allows them to share their frequent flyer programs. And that means that a customer who's accruing miles and redeeming them on Continental, for example, could also do it on Delta and Northwest.
You probably won't see ticket prices go down, but the air traveler will get a few more options. Crime really didn't pay for these guys. Chicago police say they caught three men stealing an ATM at a restaurant on the city's southwest side. Very nearly got away with it, too. There was one problem. The automatic teller machine hadn't been serviced for years. The company had gone out of business. There was no money in the thing, just an old hulk of a machine. It's time to check Wall Street and the Wham 30-minute ticker.
This afternoon, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 130 points to 8,920, and the Nasdaq's down 27 to 1,396. Of local interest, Bausch & Lomb, 3208, unchanged. The Canandaigua Equity Fund closed Thursday up 23 cents to 1520. Constellation Brands, 2866, up 18 cents. Clear Channel Communications, 3332. Down $2.19. Corning, $2.02, up 2 cents. Delphi Automotive, $9.11, up 12 cents. Eastman Kodak, $31.95, up 45 cents. Energy East, $21.50, down 12 cents. General Motors, $48.37, down 95 cents. Harris Corp, $33.58, down 54 cents. IBM, $81.15, down 84 cents. M&T Bank, $83.97, down 68 cents. Paychex, $24.94, down 32 cents. And Xerox, $6.96, down 2 cents. This is Jay Bockstein, fund manager of the Canandaigua Funds for News Radio 1180. WHAM.
And we have sports and radar weather coming up next. Wham! News time is 12:09.
Often people have tried to make things better by making them faster. For example, instant oatmeal or instant pudding. But sometimes there are things you don't want in an instant, like instant weddings.
Earl, this is Jenny. Jenny Earl. I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Or how about instant turkey?
That's right. It's that easy. Just add water and serve.
But sometimes there are things that are really, really good in an instant, like winning $25,000. And with Silver Dollars, the new instant game from the New York Lottery, you can do just that. Win $25,000 instantly. In fact, you can win up to 10 times on one ticket, which just goes to show that somebody knew what they were doing when they came up with instant games. Because winning $25,000 is much better than, let's say, instant cat spaying.
Snowball, come back!
Silver Dollars from the New York Lottery. Good things happen in an instant.
Catch the official Mega Millions drawings every Tuesday and Friday night live at 11 p.m. on WOKR News Source 13. Watch the winning numbers as they come up. With jackpots so big, you're just going to have to dream bigger.
All right, let's look at sports. Buffalo plays baseball tonight in Rochester. The game will be on Hot Talk. That's just up the dial at 1280, 6:45 tonight. Buffalo and the Wings at 6:45. The Yanks are on Wham tonight, 7 o'clock. Texas is at Yankee Stadium. And the Mets have flown out to Denver for a game with the Rockies. Golf, Sammamish Washington, Retief Goosen, and Toshi Ozawa share the lead heading into the second round of the NEC Invitational. Phil Mickelson started the day in a group that's one back of the leaders. Tiger Woods, he is three shots off the pace. 25th-ranked Wisconsin hosts Fresno State in the John Thompson Foundation Classic as the college football season continues to unwind. Receiver Bernardo Berrien is back for the Bulldogs after he stunned Wisconsin for 300 all-purpose yards in an upset win last season. I don't remember that, but maybe you do. Former Kart Series champ Juan Montoya has signed a two-year contract extension to keep driving the Formula One circuit. The deal commits him to the BMW Williams team through the 2004 season. And now let's check weather.
Here's WHAM's radar weather for Rochester and Western New York. We'll see some partial sunshine for today. Cloudiest to the south of Rochester. It'll be breezy and cooler today with a high of 72 lakeside, 77 everywhere else. Coming up for tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy. It'll be remaining cool, the low 59 to 63. For tomorrow, it'll be cloudy with a few showers, especially east and south of Rochester, the high 75. Sunday will feature a mix of sun and clouds at a high of 70 to 74. This is WHAM meteorologist Josh Nichols.
Rochester radar from News Source 13 is not showing any precipitation. Quick glance out the window. We have some sunshine right here at Midtown, but clouds are out there as well. Clouds, sun breaks back and forth. 68 degrees. Paul Harvey News and Comment on your radio next. I'm Glenn Lamberts on Rochester's News Leader. News Radio 1180 WHAM.
For Paul Harvey, I'm Keith Olbermann. Stand by for news.
Well, the letters just keep coming. I mean about breath remedy mouth rinse from Dentec. Kathy Perrone from South Windsor Court writes, I just recently bought some breath remedy and I'm amazed at how well it worked. Being a smoker, I've tried mints and rinses and drops and nothing seemed to do the job. When a product works this well and impresses me as breath remedy does, I believe you deserve to hear about it. Keep up the good work because I have my whole family and my friends using it also. Thank you, Ms. Perrone. Breath remedy uses special oxygenating agents. They neutralize bad breath at the source, leaving you kissable sweet. And because it's 100% alcohol-free, you get no burning sensation when you use it. It's safe for youngsters, for seniors. Breath remedy. It's available in a convenient spray size also. Look for it at Eckerd Drugs or any other fine retailers. Breath Remedy by Dentec.
Who did it? What creatures or group blew up Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988? 270 people died, most of them Americans. We have assumed that it was the work of the Libyan who was convicted and sent to jail, but suddenly, unexpectedly, that is in doubt today. The Palestinian terrorist Abu Nidal died under questionable circumstances in Iraq earlier this week. One of his former aides now tells an Arabic paper that Abu Nidal informed a meeting of his counsel, quoting here, "The reports that attribute Lockerbie to others are lies. We are behind it." There are some people who disagree with President Bush on the environment, on Iraq, and they were out in force last night in Portland, Oregon, where police used pepper spray to disperse hundreds of protesters. Mr. Bush was in Portland to announce an initiative he said would prevent future wildfires in the region's forests, and which he said would create up to 100,000 jobs. Protesters claim the idea would also make it easier for loggers to cut down old-growth trees. Also out in force, opponents of a possible war with Iraq, who chanted, "Drop Bush, not bombs," as Bush supporters arrived for a political fundraiser. A secretive federal court is refusing to grant the federal government broad new counterintelligence powers. According to the Washington Post, the court which oversees the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act has ruled that the Justice Department frequently misuses the powers it already has. Attorney General John Ashcroft wants to make it easier for those who gather intelligence to make that information available to criminal prosecutors, but the court has ruled now that that's been done too often already. The outrage continues, but the radio show does not. After allegedly encouraging a couple to be far too intimate for good taste at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, the shock jocks Opie and Anthony are off the air. Yesterday, Infinity Broadcasting, which had already suspended the managers of the radio station, discontinued the nationally syndicated show. But the hosts have not really been fired. The company will still have to pay some or all of their remaining salaries, about $5 million to each man. They were fired 4 years ago for having announced that the mayor of Boston was dead. He was not. Neither were their careers. If you watch trials on court TV, perhaps you've wondered why defendants sit so quietly during the proceedings. The answer in California might be a device called a stun belt, which is strapped on a person's waist out of sight of the jury, and which can deliver a nasty shock if the person misbehaves. Now, the California Supreme Court says judges should find another way to control unruly prisoners. It says stun belts can impair a defendant's ability to participate in his trial. And senior citizens in Pennsylvania are upset. State officials have forced Walmart stores to stop holding bingo games. According to state law, bingo may only be conducted by nonprofit charities. When another for-profit company was denied a license, it squealed on Walmart, and now the seniors are squealing. When you play bingo, you can win. At Walmart, they give you coffee. Nobody does more for seniors than Walmart, says Alberto Wagner of Center Hall, Pennsylvania. And Hummus Kaufman was pulled over by police in Stafford County in Maryland, charged with auto theft. He said he was on his way to visit his girlfriend, who was in jail for auto theft. Page 2.
Dr. David Day is a chiropractor who is willing to learn from his patients. And one after another, they have been telling him about a new bed. Well, their excitement eventually, inevitably excited him. After a night floating on air, they were refreshed for the rest of the day. And the doctor noted there were dynamic changes in their spines, which he had never seen any sleep surface accomplish. Quote, "This is now the only bed I recommend to my patients. For 15 years, the Select Comfort Way to Sleep was customized for people during pregnancy or helping growing children sleep through the night or helping the rest of us reduce back pain and go to work refreshed. Athletes whose names you would readily recognize are most enthusiastic because you need nothing more than you need good nutrition, good exercise, and good sleep, and the latter you can have with a phone call to 1-800-NEXT-BED. If you telephone that number, I'll send you a free video which will show and tell the Select Comfort story. Call 1-800-NEXT-BED.
A federal judge has frozen a lot of the assets of the former Enron chief financial officer, Andrew Fastow. Magistrate Calvin Botley's order is sealed, but sources tell the Houston Chronicle that the government moved to freeze the assets of Fastow, his wife, his brother, the family foundation. Next, the government will have to prove that Fastow's money came from illegal schemes, specifically the Enron partnerships that were designed to conceal the company's debts from its stockholders. Colorado wildlife crews plan to kill all the deer within a 2-mile radius of where one buck was found to have died of chronic wasting disease. That brain infection is always fatal. Ranchers are terrified that the disease might infect their cattle. The infected deer died near Golden, Colorado. Another huge recall of beef, 700,000 pounds of frozen meat, may be contaminated with the E. coli bacteria, which can be fatal. Do not look in your refrigerator. All that beef was distributed to hotels, to restaurants, to other institutions. There have been no reports of anybody getting sick. Several newspapers report this morning that Delta Airlines will join an agreement between Continental and Northwest Airlines to sell seats on each other's flights. United and U.S. Air already have such an agreement. And another 750 workers being laid off at Boeing today, part of a plan to cut back by 30,000 employees by year's end. Boeing has cut its production of airplanes by half. What do you think of when you hear that phrase, "let's roll"? For millions of Americans, those are now the words of Todd Beamer, one of the heroic passengers who took United Flight 93 back from the hijackers last September 11th, with consequences you know all too well. But at Florida State University, "Let's Roll" is now the football team's slogan. It was selected by the Florida State coach, Bobby Bowden. "Let's Roll" t-shirts in Florida State colors have just gone on sale yesterday. A fan of a rival school, a man named Rick Morrison, explained why so many people are troubled by this. Morrison writes, "Let's Roll, to me, was a national treasure belonging to all Americans. Now," Mr. Morrison continues, "I am excluded from the term when I enjoy my favorite sport. The inclusive American is now an excluded opponent." Mr. Morrison says his own great-nephew is in the service, is in fact headed to Afghanistan this month. He writes that using "Let's Roll" as a football slogan contributes to the, quote, "eroding of the meaning and memory of the event and Beamer and all the rest of the brave Americans that saved countless others on the ground." There is one bright note here. A portion of the t-shirt sales will go to the Todd S. Beamer Foundation. Page 3.
Now more than ever before, businesses must rely on true professionals for decisions related to their transportation systems. The Carless Truck Rental fits that profile. Our professionals offer a no-cost, no-obligation consultation to discuss your individual situation. No matter how small or how large your operation is, saving time and money must be your top priorities. For full-service rental and leasing, the Carless is the name that stands out above all others. And if you own your own trucks and trailers, the Carless offers customized maintenance contracts for that equipment. For over 60 years, hundreds of businesses have continued to depend on the Carless, now in 7 upstate locations: Rochester, Henrietta, Perry, Geneva, Binghamton, Buffalo, and Syracuse. Your private, comprehensive consultation will uncover all the solutions for your company's transportation system. Call for an appointment. You'll be glad you did.
This has been sort of under the radar, but American forces have been conducting another of those huge missions in Afghanistan called Operation Mountain Sweep and aimed at capturing or killing Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters. They found a huge pile of mortar rounds, rockets, machine gun ammunition, which they destroyed. 3 suspected enemy fighters were captured. Among those arrested at Southern California airports in the latest security sweeps are at least 60 airport workers. Some were illegal residents. None of those picked up in Operation Tarmac has been linked to any terrorist group. Script writers, start your typewriters. The people in Fremont, California, would love to have you blow up their city hall, just as long as you pay for the privilege. City Hall in Fremont sits directly on top of the seriously shaky Hayward Fault, so something must be done. It would cost $3 million for an earthquake-proof retrofit, $1.5 million to tear the thing down. But what if a movie company wanted to pay to blow the whole building up? The city is accepting bids from filmmakers until September 15th. As I'm sure you know, President Bush is very, very proud of his Texas origins. He loves to make fun of all things Eastern. Now Mr. Bush's birthplace wants the world to know people there are proud of him. And just which part of Texas might that be? Well, it's the New Haven, Connecticut part. The part where Yale University is. New signs going up on Interstates 91 and 95 in New Haven advertise the place as Mr. Bush's birthplace. Well, the difference between Yale and y'all is only one letter. Riley Tony Jr. and his wife will not celebrate their 75th wedding anniversary this October. Tony, who lived in Huntsville, Alabama, died on Sunday at the age of 94. His family is gathering for his funeral. 9 living children, 47 grandchildren, 110 great-grandchildren, 106 great-great-grandchildren, and 35 great-great-great-grandchildren. 307 living descendants in all. The funeral home says only family is invited to the service. Their chapel doesn't have room for anybody else. Kirk Diefendurfer says he knew Laura Casey was the girl for him the moment he met her, even though he was on trial for having shot her. Apparently, Ms. Casey felt the same way. She refused to testify against Diefendurfer in a Pennsylvania court. The judge threw the case out, and after 5 minutes, he married them. Gives new meaning to that phrase, shotgun wedding. Page 4.
Minnie Wormell's eyes were so bad that she could not safely cross the street. Could not tell the colors of cars as they passed. She had the wet type of macular degeneration. With a phone call, she ordered ocular nutrition from High Health. Now I want you to hear what she says. I'm crossing the street by myself again. I can distinguish colors of passing cars again. My eyesight's much closer to normal since taking ocular nutrition. Here's Joyce Kreiser of South Layton, Vermont. Has macular degeneration. Her doctor told her only hope was keeping it from progressing with the right nutritional supplements, so she ordered ocular nutrition from High Health, and her doctor said these ocular nutrition capsules contain everything she needs, and sure enough, her eyesight has stabilized. Now, the nutrients for eye health are A and C and E and zinc, and you get them all in one capsule called Ocular Nutrition. By telephoning 1-800-686-2299, the same way I get mine. Ask for Ocular Nutrition when you telephone 1-800-686-2299.
If you're planning to get in one more family trip before Labor Day, better gas up the car right now. Gas prices nationally are around $1.40 a gallon on average, but worries about the Middle East have scared wholesale crude prices up over $30 a barrel. Which means that $1.40 is not going to last. Chinese officials say they are winning the battle to keep Dongting Lake from flooding. Armies of soldiers have spent days piling sandbags around the lake, which is larger than a small European country. If Dongting Lake were to spill over its banks, millions of people would be forced from their farms and homes. The advertising slogan, of course, is "Diamonds are forever," but this is ridiculous. A suburban Chicago company has begun taking orders for artificial diamonds made from the remains of cremated bodies. The result of cremation is a lot of carbon. Compressed carbon makes diamonds. Diamonds, of course, make jewelry. One man who has elected to sparkle says he wants his wife and children to have something special that comes, as he says, right from me. Prices start at $4,000 for a quarter carat. Tom Hart has built his very own submarine, 26 feet long with a top speed of 7 miles an hour. It can dive 100 feet deep. Hart's submarine has a periscope topped with a camera that's protected by a plastic bottle. The submarine patrols the bottom of Sebasticook Lake in central Maine. Why put a submarine in the middle of a lake in Maine? Because, says Hart with inanswerable logic, I can. And Carlos Musso got a speeding ticket in Aspen going 43 in a 25-mile zone, but he had an explanation. Musso tells police his dog suffers from altitude sickness and he needed to get him home. For Paul Harvey, I'm Keith Olbermann. Have a good day.
All right, we're back, and we've got a couple of minutes before the next break, so we're going to go right to Gene from Rochester. Gene?
Thanks a lot for this opportunity.
Sure.
Now, this is the way it goes. At September 3rd, a bill will go in front of the county legislators to see if they can have the Vietnam Memorial controlled by the greater Rochester Vietnam Memorial. That's the name they want to change it to. And as veterans from Vietnam in Monroe County and all over New York State, we don't want this to happen. We want the Vietnam Memorial to stay the way it is with the advisors and the boards that we have, and to oppose this on September 3rd. The meeting will be at 5 p.m. at the county building. See, what happened when they did the war memorial, they did the changes on there.
Sold out to the highest bidder.
That's right. That's right. And we don't want it to be a bidding thing. It's not a money-making thing, and it's not something to be publicized or used or controlled by anyone.
Well, what I would ask is, where were these folks when they were trying to scrape the money up for the memorial in the first place?
Well, see, which memorial, sir? The war memorial?
No, I'm talking about the Vietnam.
The money was scraped up for it.
Okay. I know, but I mean, these backers now that all of a sudden, because, you know,
well,
see, it is.
Sir, is the backers that that are the ones that want to change it, and we want to.
They are?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
The ones in the beginning, and I could give the names. But I don't want to drop the names on here.
No. That's, we understand.
We want every veteran that is listening to this in Monroe County that. To support the Vietnam veterans to keep that memorial.
Again,
right,
that's September 3rd, where?
September 3rd at the Monroe County building. We'll be having the meeting there with the county.
7 p.m.?
At 5 p.m., sir.
5 p.m., September 3rd.
No, September 3rd, yes.
Yep, thanks so much, Gene. Appreciate that.
Thanks for holding that.
We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes with a whole lot more of the Bob Lonsbury Show on Wham1180.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm here at Tim's Topless Auto Repair, talking to owner Tim Topper, convertible specialist. We're talking about Paymentech, the electronic payment processing specialist. Tim, what's up?
Not a lot. This is a convertible shop, remember?
Of course. So why Paymentech for all your electronic payment processing?
Well, I've got 5 locations. Business is going through the roof.
Metaphorically speaking, I imagine.
Exactly. And Paymentech makes all our transactions speedy and accurate.
I see.
Plus, Paymentech gives me competitive rates, and their fraud protection is awesome. Plus my account reps.
Familiar with the Topless way of doing business, are they?
They understand what my business needs.
Yes, Paymentech customers like Amazon.com, Domino's Pizza, and Mailboxes, etc. say the same thing.
Those are some big wheels.
Yes, they are. Say, Tim.
Yeah?
I'm curious, what's the main reason your customers go topless?
To feel the wind in their hair.
Really?
Although most times that's metaphorically speaking, too.
I understand. Folks, topless or no, call Paymentech, the electronic payment processing specialist at 1-877-PAY-EASY or visit Paymentech.com.
Watch it later. Read about it tomorrow. Hear it now. News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Good afternoon at 12:30. I'm Sherry Smith with a WHAM News Update. No criminal wrongdoing, so say Gates Police. They say they have completed their investigation into 2 salmonella outbreaks at the Brooklea Country Club there and have turned up nothing. An Orleans County teen on his way to prison right now, sentenced for killing his father. Timothy Adams will spend 6 years to life behind bars for the shooting death of his dad last year. A Penfield man accused of sexually abusing children will face charges in Syracuse now. Joseph Trapp accused of trading gifts with teenage boys and young elementary school kids in exchange for sex. He'll be transferred to Syracuse later today. And it appears to be a chilling end to a series of terror training videos. In the final segment of a series featuring Al-Qaeda tapes bought by CNN, the news network says Al-Qaeda had recorded news coverage of 9/11. Checking the WHAM ESL 30-minute ticker, the Dow is down 168 points at 88.85, NASDAQ down 32 at 1398.
Here's WHAM's radar weather for Rochester and Western New York. We'll see some partial sunshine for today. Cloudiest to the south of Rochester. It'll be breezy and cooler today with a high of 72, Lakeside 77 everywhere else. Coming up for tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy. It'll be remaining cool, the low 59 to 63. For tomorrow, it'll be cloudy with a few showers, especially east and south of Rochester, the high 75. Sunday will feature a mix of sun and clouds at a high of 70 to 74. This is WHAM meteorologist Josh Nichols.
Some sun, 71 now downtown. Now more of the Bob Lonsbury program. I'm Sherry Smith on Rochester's News Leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
This is the Bob Lonsbury Show, and
soundbite stuff.
Yeah, and contrary to previous rumors, this is not Wham1180.com. This is the real 1180 WHAM. Wham1180.com is the website which you generally do not get directly through your radio. This is basically the way you tell whether you're listening to the station or on the website. If it's in the radio, it's the station. If it's on your computer,
It's the website.
Because I was confused.
That works.
I was confused apparently myself, but I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
We are Soundbites, and we are here both live on Saturdays from 12:20-ish to 2 p.m. through the radio as a radio show, and also on the World Wide Web at soundbites.org.
And one thing I was going to point out to folks, get your pencil and paper down, and write October 2nd. The three of us, they're going to let us out of the studio, and we're going to actually do a live computer show where folks can come right up to us. We'll be up there on stage answering computer questions. And it'll be, like I said, October 2nd from, I believe it's, 7 to 9?
Sure, why not?
We'll have more details as it gets closer.
As we learn them.
But, yeah, as we learn them. But we definitely know it's going to be September 2nd, and they're hoping to have a host of other companies there to check out new and great products, especially with the holidays coming out. You might want to set that date aside and show up and have some fun.
There's also another interesting thing that veterans should know a little bit about at the veteran at the war memorial itself.
Yeah, it's technically the Blue Cross Arena at the Rochester War Memorial. So the War Memorial is still there. But how many people even knew that? It was just the big place you go to see the hockey game.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, the memorial and everything else was always tucked away. That they didn't make it very inviting, whereas the new stadium, they do have it so you can get to it and see it a lot easier than the old one.
It's quite lovely. There's an eternal flame there and a fountain.
It's gorgeous.
You know what else is going to go in there? There's going to be a couple of computer terminals, and you will be able to go there.
Yes, I know it well because I helped own it.
That's exactly right. You will be able to go there and type in information about anyone, any veteran who has ever served in any war, police action, whatever, in Monroe County, and get back information on them. That database is being populated even as we speak, I believe. George is frantically typing away.
Well, that was, horrendous. I mean, they're going back even
any war ever.
So it's
going to be a while before that database is populated, but eventually you will be able to go down to the memorial and type in somebody's information and see something about them. Now, there may be pictures. Family members can send in pictures and stuff like that, but basically that's what's going to be done. And we're going to go back to the phones now. Steve from Rochester on the line. Welcome, Steve.
Hi, guys. Big fan of your Saturday show.
Thank you so much.
And I got a PC question for you. It's a philosophy question, not a fix-it.
Okay.
I've been keeping up on most of the technology news on some of the major websites, and I've been reading about the growing dissatisfaction with Microsoft's new licensing scheme.
you have an understatement.
You have a big surprise. But my question is not about that. The thing that I'm wondering about is I've noticed that some major governments are now switching to Linux, or they're trying to push towards the open source solution.
France is doing it.
Germany, I believe, is.
Germany, a couple of companies in countries in South America.
Yep. And California, I believe, is trying to pass legislation too.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
China's trying to create their Linux-based Windows clone, so it seems like everybody's turning on them. And I was just wondering what your thoughts are on that. Do you think that maybe the governments are jumping the gun with the open source? Or do you think it's a good idea? What are your takes on it?
Well, here's an interesting corollary, or perhaps ancillary issue.
Mm-hmm.
The United States government has determined and declared that Microsoft is an illegal monopoly.
Ooh, shock.
Yes, yeah, but they actually decided. Now, we're still in the punishment phase thereof, but the actual verdict has been handed down. They are an illegal monopoly. Is it right for the United States government to spend taxpayers' money on products from an illegal monopoly?
Hmm. Good question.
Thank you so much.
Well, the other issue that was brought up, too, just recently in the news is, again against Microsoft, because they more or less, again, have the monopoly, because it is stated that no new system can be sold without an operating system.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? 99 3/4 of them are sold with.
Windows.
Bingo. And again, that's a monopoly because they're sitting there saying, you try to call any company and they're going to sit there and tell you, well, sorry, you've got to have it with Windows. They don't offer, say, like Linux or Red Hat, you know, any of the other sub-names or just plain DOS.
Right.
I mean, you literally are being forced through this monopoly to buy an OS that maybe you don't want. I mean, there's other folks that will sit there and say, well, I'm going to wipe it and put Linux on it.
Yeah, but who is it? Somebody just turned around and said, okay, then in that case, we're offering our operating system will be FreeDOS. Yeah, it's a DOS clone that's free, downloaded from the net.
But you still get charged, but the price still has it in there for the operating
system. Right. If you buy a machine from Dell or Compaq or Gateway or any of the major makers, you pay for a copy of Windows, whether you get it or not. That's the contract.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of what's part of the illegal monopoly. But, yeah, and you know, I'll tell you what, though, to get back to your original question, which you probably thought we were never going to do, I'm a big fan of Linux. I think it's a great operating system. I think that the big problem with Linux is that it isn't Windows.
Mm-hmm.
And people who have struggled to learn Windows don't necessarily want to struggle to learn something else. Now, on the other hand, I have a friend named Art. Art is 83 years old.
Gotta love him. He calls us.
You gotta love Art. He calls me up one day. He says, what do you think of this Linux thing? I think it's great, blah, blah, blah. I go on it. He says, because I'm thinking of running it. He said, you know, I've been running Windows for a while, and I'm kind of getting stagnant, and I need to keep my brain active. I'm thinking of going, I'm going to get a system and put Linux on it. And I said to myself, this man is 83 years old, and he needs a new challenge. And I said to him, you know, Art, you're my hero. I hope that when I'm 63, I have half your energy and ambition. I think that's great.
You'll still be going next year.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's my friend Steve Ray, the puppy, over in the corner.
Both
what's,
of us.
What's interesting, though, is if you look back 30 years, the computer industry started as open source.
Mm-hmm.
Guys at MIT, and mostly guys, a few women here, MIT mostly, there'd be a drawer next to the terminal that had all the code in it. If you needed a program to do something, you look through the drawer and find it.
Mm-hmm.
If you wrote a program, you put it in the drawer for the next guy. It wasn't until Bill Gates came up with the idea of charging for software. He wrote this BASIC program
for the Altair.
He started charging for it. He was the guy that coined the term software piracy.
Yep.
So it's his fault from the very beginning.
Yeah, it's his fault.
Everything would have been open source the way it was intended.
Right. But the thing is that Linux is not hard to learn. It's just different. For example, I always use the analogy of driving a car. You've been driving a car for years, you know where everything is. You buy a new car and everything's in a different place. It takes you a while to learn it.
Mm-hmm. You know, the major things are there. The gas pedal's mm-hmm. in the same place.
Right. Yeah. But let's say you go to England.
Yeah, where's the turn signal indicator? Yeah.
Right, right. Now you're not only in a different car, but you're driving on the other side of the road. So for about a week, you feel stupid. Because you have no idea what you're doing, where you're going.
Or your life threatened.
But you know what?
You go into somebody.
Yeah. You get used to it.
You hit the roundabout the wrong direction.
Exactly. Now you got a problem. But I run Linux myself, and once I got it set up, once I got used to how things work, it was exactly the same thing that I've always used. There's no real difference. And since we're talking about this philosophically, we'll come back and continue this subject. But first, we are going to take a little break, because there are important things to be talked about now by people who aren't us. We'll be back in just a few minutes on the Bob Lonsbury Show here on, I'm going to get it right this time, 1180 WHAM.
Call Bob now at 222-1180, star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. More Bob Lonsbury next on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
The enemies are at your gate, moron. They've knocked your door down. They want to burn your country to the ground, idiot. Why don't you stand up and be a straight-up American like your grandfather was, you punk?
Michael Savage.
Shall I tell it to you another way? All these jerk-offs that I have to deal with every day. These weaklings, their minds have been warped by their socialist teachers. Why don't you just get with the program?
Weeknights at 8.
You sound like a pothead skateboarder or surfer.
News Radio 1180, WHAM.
What's going on in Washington with prescription drugs and Medicare?
I'll tell you what's going on. It's too much politics, not enough results.
It's tough, sorting out the politics when it comes to prescription drug coverage. Seniors know Congressman Tom Reynolds is protecting them. He voted for Medicare prescription drug coverage for all seniors. The Reynolds plan reduces out-of-pocket drug costs by up to 70%, provides complete protection against catastrophic drug costs, and lets seniors and their doctors, not bureaucrats, decide what medicines they need. Democrats? They're playing politics with Medicare, scaring seniors. Their scheme rations life-saving drugs and provides no benefits until 2005. Congressman Reynolds' plan is simple, affordable, and provides benefits immediately, with options to choose the best plan for you. Call Congressman Reynolds at 716-634-2324. Thank him for voting to add prescription drug coverage to Medicare. Paid for by the 60 Plus Association.
Hey, Franz Lonsberry here for Soyata Computers. And the most important thing you can get in this life is education. It's the key to your success. And any more, whether you're talking elementary school, high school, or even college, to get an education, you have to have a computer. You don't want to throw money away, and you don't want to buy something that's ill-suited to what your student will be learning. That's why when it's back-to-school computer time, it's Soyata computer time. Why? Well, let me tell you, the guy who runs the place and whose name is above the door, he knows a little bit about back-to-school. He has a PhD, and they know a little bit about back-to-school at Soyata because they teach computer courses there. They know what students of all skill and age levels need. That's why it's the place to go when it's back-to-school computer shopping. Laptop or PC, it's Soyata Computers. 2452 West Henrietta Road, Soyata.com. It's Soyata Computers.
If you're a mature adult over the age of 18 and you're looking for some mature entertainment, Show World would like to extend an invitation to visit them at any of their three area locations. 585 Monroe Avenue near Goodman, 1167 Brighton Henrietta Townline Road by Jefferson Road, and in Waterloo, across from the Premium Outlet Mall. The Henrietta and Waterloo locations are in suburban settings with plenty of discreet well-lit parking. Show World may not be for everyone, but if you're a mature adult and are looking for the best in adult entertainment, visit any Show World location. Monroe Avenue, Henrietta, and the newest Show World in Waterloo across from the Premium Outlet Mall.
Only one restaurant captures the look, the flavor, the ambiance of an authentic Abruzzi restaurant. Mario's Via Abruzzi. Feast on fine Italian cuisine with different chef specials every night. Homemade pastas, sauces, and bread. Fresh seafood, tender meats, and delicious desserts. If you haven't treated yourself to Mario's Via Abruzzi lately, come on in tonight. Let the staff attend to your every need, or bring the family in for Sunday brunch this Sunday at Mario's. There is no other brunch that even comes close to the quality or the selection. For dinner, for Sunday brunch, for your next banquet, there is only one authentic Abruzzi restaurant that makes it special.
At Mario's, you are not just a customer. You are my special guest.
Mario's Via Abruzzi on Monroe Avenue. Call for reservations. 271-1111. That's 271-1111.
It's the Hollywood in Your Home sale, now at Radio Shack. Get an RCA home theater system with DVD player on sale just $299.99. Save $100. Then add a two-room RCA DirecTV system for just $29.99 after a $70 Radio Shack mail-in rebate. Plus, NFL fans and movie lovers won't want to miss an incredible deal on DirecTV's best programming package. The Hollywood in Your Home sale, now at Radio Shack.
Credit limitations $150. Early termination, non-activation fee, annual commitment and restrictions apply. Not valid in an RTC area. Is good for new residential customers through 9/30/02. Offer subject to change. Details in store.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
We are Soundbites, but this
is the big show, Bob Lonsberry Show. Bob is just one step ahead of the law, somewhere out in the wilds of America.
Could still be out in Utah.
Actually, he said he was going, his website says he's going to Washington, D.C. with his kids, or he's going to sit on the lake and write a book.
Okay. Good plan.
He didn't know yet.
Good plan.
Well, you know, organized.
You know, the important thing about a vacation is to not plan things too tight.
Yeah.
So that's good. It's good to know. But we're here taking any kind of question you want to ask, except
basic computer
questions. We're not going to tell you how to fix anything, what's broken, that sort of thing. If you want to talk about philosophy, Mike from Rochester is on the line. He was talking about philosophy.
Guys, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
You guys have a good time when you do a show, but I got to admit, you aren't Susan Ashline and Sherry Smith. Last time Bob went on vacation, they did the Friday show.
And they were great, weren't they?
Yeah, I had my whole week scheduled hoping that they would be on. This is, you know, they're laughing.
Well, we can go down and get Sherry in here.
I personally think that they were phenomenally good and that they should have a show of their own.
Yeah, I think they got a talent that they're trying to, you know, well, enough of that anyways.
They were great.
They're a great Friday afternoon diversion.
Yes, they are.
But anyways, you guys are talking about monopolies.
Yeah.
And this whole thing about computers is future shock. 30 years ago, I read a book called Future Shock.
Yeah.
And
Alvin Toffler.
I think he updated it a couple of years ago.
That concept that before you learn something, you change it, and it's created so much stress that I've got to the point where I don't even want to pay any attention to the computer stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we've joked about that. That 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you ran DOS, it never crashed. You typed a command, it executed.
Yeah, right.
Now they're adding so many features, trying to make them easy to use, but right. So many features, so many buzzwords, so many capabilities that they're inherently more complex and inherently
Well, you take some people out to a C prompt and they don't know what the hell to do.
Well, but more importantly, I think Mike's onto something here because it used to be, you know, life was hard and we worked hard. Now it's a 24-hour a day, 7-day a week proposition to work. I personally carry a pager, but if you will look carefully, it's not showing it now, but it will in a minute.
This is radio.
These guys can see it. What does that say?
Low cell.
And it will say that until it goes out, and I finally remember at some point that my pager's not working, and I'll put a new battery in it. I do not carry a cell phone. You cannot get to me on instant messaging unless you are in my classes. I don't need to be 24/7 at work. I have a life. I have a family. I like to relax.
There was an article in the paper the other day that children need to get more exercise.
No lie.
It used to be that the kids went out and played all day long, and now we're running into a generation of obese children who are sitting in front of the TV or the computer.
Or the Game Boy, or sitting there with a game, even a Game Boy. They'll be sitting there even riding the school bus. You know.
And it's hard enough for us to get the kids to exercise because we don't either.
Exactly. My daughter, everybody says, oh, she must be a computer whiz. Actually, she doesn't particularly care for the computer. She likes dance. She likes music. And I say, God bless her. You know, do that analog stuff.
She plays a couple instruments, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Well, let me insert my story about the Monopoly.
Yeah, do it.
The Cutler mail shoot.
Absolutely,
here in Rochester, New York. I think, didn't your dad have some background in the mail, in U.S. Postal Service?
No, cousins, relatives. I have lots of relatives in the Postal Service.
People don't realize that they made all their money because the government designated that they could be the only... mail chute that would accept U.S. mail.
Right.
And somebody thinks there was a payoff along the way, but... Monopoly.
Yeah.
So that's right here in Rochester. And so it's not unusual to have these monopolies, but what bothers me is this constant change that forces people to have to rebuy everything. Every 2 years, you're rebuying something just for the sake of rebuying
it. Well, and that's kind of the point here, isn't it?
I don't like that. It's planned obsolescence.
Right. The Cutler mail chute, you didn't have to put in a new one every 6 months.
Exactly.
It was just, you bought your Cutler mail chute, 4 years later they tore down the building, and it still wouldn't fall because it was that well built.
Yeah.
But that's exactly right. That's a real problem. The computer that I bought 7 years ago really does everything I need to do. But I can't run that operating system anymore because nobody's updated it with USB and stuff like that. So if I'm putting, I can't move it to a new, it's also illegal to move it off that machine to another one. So the monopoly becomes a problem. And in addition, the United States government has declared that Microsoft is an illegal monopoly. Mm-hmm. And so is it right for the taxpayer money to go to an organization that has been declared illegal by the United States government? Sending a donation to the Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. Well, you guys have a good day, and try and figure out that stuff for us, all right?
Okay, it's a deal. Thanks, Mike. We're going to talk now to Ann, who's sitting out there in West Bloomfield, listening to her radio. Hi, Ann. Ann, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know I'm not a computer whiz. I don't like the computer.
Good.
But
but you like listening to us on Saturday afternoons, right?
Yeah, there you go. I've always tried to find something new to listen to anyways. But I was going to share with you what we've done with our girls in the computer.
Please.
Yes. Oh.
What we did is we moved the computer into our living room area.
Yes. My kind of woman.
So that they can't, first of all, my husband built in passwords so that they can't get in and out.
Good.
And go wherever they want to go.
Good.
They can't, we've made it a rule here, if you violate one of our rules with the computer, you're done.
Yep.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts. But we took in, built in the passwords. They're not allowed to open any emails unless we read them first.
Nice.
And they can't go and visit any sites unless one of us is there to watch what's going on.
Nice.
They can't have the internet on at all if we're not in the house and in the room with them. We kind of have put the brakes on everything because we didn't want them to get into places they shouldn't be.
Well, I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, but you're acting way too much like an actual responsible parent here.
You know what?
What is wrong with you, Ann?
You know what else is her big problem?
What?
her kids might actually turn out right.
Doggone it, Ann! You're not doing your part for the next generation here.
Well, you know, in at school, they can't, you know, there's ways that they try to get around things.
Of course.
And, you know, we try to be very strict with them with the computer. It's a privilege.
Gotta, Ann. I mean, the stuff that is out there, that's why for over 10 years... Literally, over 10 years, that we because we've been doing the show, we're into our 14th year, I have been advocating just what you're doing, to get it out of the kids' bedroom and yep. get it down yep. into a local area. Yep. I mean, I hear hundreds of times parents say, well, I don't know how to work a computer. Well, sit down and learn with them.
Well, and that's what I did because at one point, one of our girls learned the password. And we found out that she knew it, and right away, it's been changed. They don't know it.
Yep.
And we just keep changing it
yep.
so that they, even if they do find it, we try to keep it so that they don't know what
there
it
you
is.
Go. You know, Ann, I tell you, when I was a kid, we used to keep dirty magazines. I'm given to understand this, of course. Now, I only know this from secondhand, right? But... we used to keep them under the bed, like our mothers
in
never
between
cleaned
the mattress.
Under the bed, right?
Yeah, there you go.
But you never read a dirty magazine in the living room.
Right.
You never did bad things your parents wouldn't let you do, in the living room.
Right.
So if you leave the computer in a place where it's private, my son's computer is in his bedroom.
Right. It's a perfect opportunity for something else wrong to happen.
Bingo.
This way,
exactly right.
We're watching them. We're seeing what sites they're going on. And if they get somewhere they know they're not to be, they'll ask for help to get out. You know, and then they know that they're in trouble.
Yep.
So then they lose their privilege, and we limit their time on the computer.
Yeah.
They have 1 hour, no, 1/2 hour at a time, once
That's
a night
great.
To go on.
See,
That's
you're,
great.
You're definitely going to run into trouble, though, Ann, because you're raising them right. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. Ann, God bless you for that.
Yes.
Let's hear it for Ann, everybody.
Yes, yeah. Really. I mean.
Okay, we're going to take a break now so that you can all think about how good Ann is, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco. We are Soundbites, but currently we are the Bob Lonsbury Show on 1180 WHAM.
Hey, everybody. This is Wham's nutritionist, Liz Bonus. And back by popular demand, we bring you the Lighten Up with Liz newsletter, available in a wide variety of locations in our community.
Be sure to pick up Liz's Lighten Up newsletter, brought to you by Roberts Wesleyan College and Pinnacle Printing. Available at Unity Health Systems Women's Health Services at Wellstream, at Grassroots Shoes, Jefferson Road and the Frontier Commons, at Thelma's Mastectomy Boutique on Park Avenue, at the Craft Antique Co-op on Westridge Road, and at Agape Physical Therapy, West Avenue in Brockport.
Tom Golisano is running millions of dollars in negative, misleading ads. But Tom Golisano's negative ads can't hide the truth. That Tom Golisano's hand-picked running mate registered and voted twice in the same election. That's a felony. Now Golisano's running mate has fled the state. Tom Golisano had people from Florida pretend to be New Yorkers so they could work on his campaign. That's breaking the law. It's why a Supreme Court judge just ruled that Golisano used illegal campaign workers. And Tom Golisano is actually using Senator John McCain's name in an ad, even though Senator McCain has told him not to. That's wrong. John McCain says Tom Golisano's ads are false and misleading. Millions in negative misleading ads, illegal campaign workers, a running mate running from the law. The more you know, the more you know you can't believe Tom Golisano.
Paid for by Friends of Pataki.
The Bob Lonsbury Show, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
It's here. A Ford sale more powerful than me.
That's right, baby.
August Power Sale at Cortese Ford.
With the power of Cortese Ford, you get one of New York's largest inventories of new Fords with available
0% financing.
Yeah, baby, that's my bet.
Get new 2002 Ford Explorers, Windstars, Rangers, and Taurus with everyday low prices and low
0% financing for up to 60 months.
That's a long time, baby, yeah.
Only Cortese Ford is powerful enough to make it possible.
Get new Fords with available
0% financing. Up to 60 months.
On the largest selection of everyday low-priced 02 Explorers, Windstars, Rangers, and Taurus.
August Power Sale.
Through Monday, only at Cortese Ford, 2500 West Henrietta Road.
Where every day's a deal.
Yeah, baby, that's definitely my bag.
Get 0% financing up to 60 months.
Only at Cortese Ford.
Prices plus tax, tag, and fees. Dealer retains all rebate savings based on dealer list price $16.67 per 1,000 finance. Celebrity voices are parodies and not endorsements. See Saturday's Democrat for details.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Let's face it. If you're not replacing your fan belts every other year, you're asking for trouble. Because when a belt finally breaks, you're stuck. So the best time to install a new fan belt is before the old one breaks.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
If you can't remember the last time you put new belts on your car, don't wait till they break. Get to AutoZone for new fan belts today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
The NFL Flyaway, brought to you locally by FYE for your entertainment, where you'll find all the movies you love on DVD, including the collector's series Jackie Brown and Pulp Fiction. FYE, music, movies, games, and more.
It's Ford Friday at Cortez Ford, Rochester's newest addition to the Cortez Automotive family, 2500 West Henrietta Road.
All right, we're back on the Bob Lonsbury Show, and we just have time for Kathy on a cell phone. Kathy?
Hello.
Hi there, what's your question?
My question is, if you could offer your definition of computer literacy in this context, when a person's putting together a resume for a non-technical type of job, mm-hmm. when can they declare themselves to be computer literate? What type of experience should they have had in order, and what can they say about their background in computers that will indicate that they have expertise in a general way?
That is an excellent question, and it deserves more time than we have. So we're going to hold the answer for after the news, but we will talk about that when we come out.
So stay tuned.
On the Bob Lonsbury Show on 1180 WHAM. Great question.
At 1 p.m., President Kennedy died.
Fate forced Robert F. Kennedy to become his own man. He fought against poverty.
Family of six, lives in a room half the size of this.
He fought against the war.
How many more boys have to die before we see the folly in this?
But his biggest battle was with himself.
If I run, they say I'm an opportunist. If I don't run, they say I'm chicken.
RFK, an FX original movie. Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Pacific, only on FX.
I write for medical journals, so when I got arthritis, I researched articles on pain rubs and learned that more doctors recommend the ingredient in Capsaicin HP. Unlike smelly old-fashioned pain rubs, Capsaicin HP is odor-free, and data confirms that the ingredient in Capsaicin HP attacks arthritis pain immediately. Plus, it gets more effective with continued use. Capsaicin HP starts strong and gets stronger the longer I use it. My research raised my knowledge level. Capsaicin HP raised my level of relief.
Use as directed.
Across town or around the world, we've got you covered. News Radio 1180, WHAM Rochester.
A Clear Channel radio station.
Good afternoon, everybody. We have a mix of clouds and sun out there. 70 degrees at 1 o'clock. I'm Glenn Lamberts with a WHAM News update. Joseph Trapp was ordered to a federal detention center in Syracuse today, held on a charge of transporting children across state lines to molest them. Trapp is from Penfield. Timothy Adams is off to jail, sentenced today to 6 years to life in prison. He pleaded guilty to killing his father back in January, shooting Angelo Adams with his own handgun. The 14-year-old boy then fired on police who were chasing him. No evidence of criminal wrongdoing, says the police chief in Gates. No evidence of wrongdoing in the Brooke Lee Salmonella investigation.
We have concluded interviews that were requested to do by the Monroe County Health Department. We've turned the results of those interviews over to the health department, and we have not established any criminal conduct to date.
Chief Tom Roach said staff members at the country club were very helpful during the investigation. Two recent salmonella outbreaks sickened dozens of people, and frankly, the source remains a mystery. Did the administration go too far when it expanded the FBI's power to conduct searches and wiretaps? A special surveillance court says it did. And we get the story from correspondent Peter Mayer.
The super-secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court has ruled that some of the Justice Department's surveillance guidelines failed to reasonably safeguard privacy. As the administration appeals, CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen sees a major face-off.
This is precisely how the legal war on terror is going to be fought. The administration is going to push for as much power as possible Congress or the courts are going to push back with limits on that power. And in the end, there will be compromises.
The administration contends the secret court's decision seriously hampers the use of broad surveillance powers approved after September 11th. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
60 airport employees on the West Coast have been arrested as the feds continue the crackdown on illegal workers there and all around the country. Published reports say Delta, Continental, and Northwest Airlines will team up to sell seats on each other's flights and share frequent flyer benefits. But reporter Bob Crowley in Dallas says, don't hold your breath here. It is not a done deal yet.
The idea is to allow you to buy flight connections on all three airlines at one counter. The airlines will share frequent flyer programs, airport lounge facilities, and baggage handling. But Catherine Stengel of Delta Airlines says it's not a merger.
We will continue to compete against each other and will maintain independent operation in key business areas.
The airlines hope to begin the program in the spring, but the pilots' union and the federal regulators have to give their approval first. Bob Crowley, CBS News, Dallas.
Checking the WAM ESL 30-minute ticker, the Dow is off 162 at 88.91. The NASDAQ is down 36. Radar weather is next. WAM News Time exactly 103.
The news you need. The information that's critical. Hear it first, fast, and factual. News Radio 1180, WHAM.
So, it all comes down to this. Time is running out, and everybody's hoping for one final winning drive.
Sing it. We will rock you. Everybody,
a winning drive in a brand new Ford Focus. There's only a little time left to get 0% 60-month Ford credit financing. So hurry and get into a ZX3 hatchback, a ZX5 five-door, or a roomy four-door sedan. Just make sure you get into your local Ford store by September 3rd for interest-free five-year financing on Focus.
Sing it. We will rock you.
Not all buyers will qualify for 0% financing. See your dealer for details.
Rochester and Western New York for this afternoon. We'll see some partial sunshine. The cloudiest weather will be well to the south of Rochester. It'll be breezy and cooler today with a high 72 lakeside, 77 for just about everyone else. Coming up for tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy. The low temperature, 59 to 63. Tomorrow looks overcast with a few showers, especially east and south of town. The high near 75 degrees. And Sunday looks nicer with a mix of sun and clouds. The high 70 to 74. This is WHAM meteorologist Josh Nichols.
Rochester radar from News Source 13 is not showing any precipitation on the radar screen right now. We have clouds overhead with a few sunbreaks. Sunbreak right now in downtown, 70 degrees. I'm Glenn Lamberts on Rochester's news leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Culture is simply the things that revolve around hedonism, gossip, and it's just another sign of how really out of touch the left is when it comes to substance, when it comes to things that have meaning and that last.
Rush 2 till 5. Rush on Wham.
If you love Windows,
except ME,
or the Mac,
no exceptions,
tune in to Soundbites every Saturday from 12:20 to 2 p.m. on 1180 WHAM.
Party. Well then, be the 25th nationwide caller to 1-866-525-WINS, 1-866-525-9467, to win a flyaway to the NFL's tailgate party in Times Square, starring Bon Jovi and the 49ers-Giants football game.
Courtesy of Clear Channel on this station.
News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Sponsored by Wrigley's Big Red Gum. Big Red's bold cinnamon flavor freshens your breath all night long.
Brought to you locally by FYE for your entertainment, music, movies, games, and more. ¶¶ Asbury on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Call the show at 222-1180, star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Now, Bob Lonsberry on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
No, no. There is no Bob Lonsberry today. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enner.
And I'm Steve Ray.
Bob Lonsberry is off enjoying a much-deserved and clearly much-needed vacation. In his place, it's us. We are Soundbites. We do a show from 12:20 to 2 p.m. every Saturday here on the magnificent 1180 WHAM. But we are talking about computer stuff now. We had Kathy on a cell phone, and she wanted to know what it took to be called computer literate these days. Particularly for a resume. Kathy, I'm not sure. I am not a resume consultant, nor do I play one on television. But I would suggest that rather than calling yourself computer literate, I would enumerate the things that I know about a computer. For example, computer skills. I would put down computer skills, and then I would say something like Word, excellent, Excel, good, yeah. PowerPoint, fair, that sort of thing. So that when somebody sits down and says, oh, you're good at PowerPoint. Well, I know how to put a slideshow together. I can make transitions happen. But, you know, if you
put down your strong points,
other stuff. Exactly right.
And it's nothing more frustrating when you're hiring someone based on their resume that, you know, they looked at a computer once. And then they put down they were computer literate.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or the worst part is you're computer literate. You say your Word skills are excellent. But the one thing you don't know how to do is mail merge. And, well, that's what they need.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's kind of hard to say specifically what your skills are. But I would suggest that you put down, you enumerate the things rather than saying literate.
Plus, you could always put down, too, though, if she's quick to pick up on things. You know, if she's got that type of logical mind, that, you know, if she sees a program, she can sit right there and figure things out. Those are other strong points that, you know, if she might say she knows power, like you said, PowerPoint, and she knows enough to get it and do it, but she's a quick learner that, oh, yeah, I'm to mention that also. I mean, because that versus somebody that's going to have to sit there and spend hours teaching you step by step by step,
right?
You know, has right a big influence too.
You know, the big things with Word are to be able to create a document, insert graphics, insert charts from Excel, and do mail merge. The big things for Excel are to be able to create charts and graphs from the data. And the big thing in PowerPoint is to be able to pull in charts and stuff from Excel, an outline from Word, that sort of fare. So if you can do those things, then I would suggest you can consider yourself literate in those products.
Well, it's just like me. I just hired Lori Chambers at my office. And, you know, it depends on the type of job you're going for, too. You know, like in Lori's case, I was looking for somebody with, you know, word processing and all that. She didn't have to be proficient in all these other things. That stuff, I'll teach her as she's going. And I mean, Dan and I have already had her in the back there teaching her, you know, different components of it, of the computer, so she can talk to folks and answer questions on that. So yeah, you got to put what you're strong in and emphasize that, and the other stuff that you're willing to learn that and go
right
on forward.
But let me give you a little word of advice. In a previous lifetime, I was a professional actor.
Great, you know, legs.
Yes, I do. I have good
gams. I can swear that. I've seen them. In a dress.
No, you never saw me in anything, which
in
is why I do this now. Yes, you did. You saw me in a dress. And I look dang good, I'll tell you right now. I personally was impressed. But in that previous life, I was an actor, and I learned about resumes, and I learned about interview auditions. And resumes are resumes, and an audition is an interview, and an interview is an audition. So let me tell you a little bit of what I learned. The first thing, that resume, all that does is get you to the audition, or the, in this case, the interview. That's all it's designed to do. Once you're there, you have to wow them with your personality, with how you fit in with their company, and that gives you the opportunity to talk about your resume. Notice I didn't say explain your resume, because that sounds like something that you have to apologize for.
Right.
Well, let me explain to you about my resume. No.
you can talk about your resume. You can say, look, let me tell you a little bit about my resume. You've seen it there, but let me tell you about some of my skills. Now, I said I'm proficient in Word. Well, here are the things I can do in Word. Or I'm good at Excel. These are the things I know. These are the things I don't know, but I know I don't know them, and I'm willing to learn them.
Yeah.
And I'm fast enough on the computer, and I pick stuff up well enough that if there's anything specific to the business that you need to teach me, I'm very confident that I can pick it up pretty quickly and pretty easily. So those are the things that you have to remember about a resume. All they do is get you in the door. So you can talk about being proficient. Explain, maybe you want to enumerate little bullet points, a couple of the things you know. Word, can do mail merge, can do this, can do that. And then when you get in, that's when you get to talk about what you've got. Now, I realize that, you know, there's 7,000 resumes for every job nowadays, and so that it is very hard to actually get in there. But I think enumerating your skills without going into massive detail, and it also depends on who you're talking to. But in my case, particularly, I discovered that when I look at a resume, because I hire people too, when I look at a resume, I want to see some sort of overview. I like bullet points.
Yeah,
I like short things. I don't need 25 paragraphs on how phenomenal you are at Word. I just want to know that you do know Word, the few things you know. Then when you get in, if you impress me enough to get you in, then we can talk about what it is you're good at. So I think that having the skill set really involves many things. You know, the ability to create a letter, the ability to save it, the ability to, you know, to add a picture into it. Mail merge is huge in most companies.
Mm-hmm. And not necessarily just Word. If you have skills in other programs, it's good to have a diverse background, that you're not limited to this one program. You might go into a company still using Multimate.
Right. Right. And word processing is word processing is word processing. So you might talk about your word processing skills. So we were talking earlier about Linux, and under Linux, of course, you cannot run Microsoft Office, but you can run OpenOffice, StarOffice, KOffice, Abby Word, a whole bunch of other things. They all work essentially the same way. Where you find things in the menu, the control commands might be a little different, so you can be a little clumsy with it at first. But the skill set is the same. Learning the skill rather than the steps is what's important.
Well, you know, and that takes us back to our other caller, you know, Ann, how she was saying how she had the computer down the area. You know, if somebody's sitting there and they're nervous about going for a, you know, a job interview and that, or they might not be up on this particular program, and they've got kids. Kids are always the easiest ones to go in there and just play around, figure things out, that, you know, don't be embarrassed. If the computer, again, is down in an area where they can sit there and, you know, share it, you know, ask your kids. Don't be ashamed to sit there and admit that you don't know how to do this. And they might be able to teach you tricks, too, that you can sharpen your skills with, because it's well known. Kids adapt to devices like this very
quickly. They have
no
fear.
Yeah.
We're afraid. We're afraid we're going to break something.
Yeah.
Let me give you a hint. If you don't take the cover off, you can't break it.
Or come at it with a 10-pound sledge.
If you don't type with a sledgehammer, you can't break it. If you don't delete things that you didn't put on, you can't break it.
And even if you it's fairly easy to wipe it and start over again.
Exactly right. So if you adhere to those three rules, keep the cover on, don't type with a sledgehammer, and never erase a file you didn't put on it to begin with, you can't break the computer. So go ahead and play. And have fun. That's what they're about. If it's not fun, it's not worth doing. That's why right now we're going to take a quick break, because we're going to have fun listening to the things that are coming up next on the Bob Lonsbury Show on 1180 WHAM.
Call Bob now at 222-1180, star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. More Bob Lonsbury next on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Often people have tried to make things better by making them faster. For example, instant oatmeal or instant pudding. But sometimes there are things you don't want in an instant, like instant weddings.
This is Jenny. Jenny Earl. I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Or how about instant turkey?
That's right. It's that easy. Just add water and serve.
But sometimes there are things that are really, really good in an instant, like winning $25,000. And with Silver Dollars, the new instant game from the New York Lottery, you can do just that. win $25,000 instantly. In fact, you can win up to 10 times on one ticket, which just goes to show that somebody knew what they were doing when they came up with Instant Games. Because winning $25,000 is much better than, let's say, instant cat spaying.
Snowball, come back!
Silver dollars from the New York Lottery. Good things happen in an instant.
Catch the official Mega Millions drawings every Tuesday and Friday night live at 11 p.m. on WOKR News Source 13. Watch the winning numbers as they come up. With jackpots so big, you're just going to have to dream bigger.
How many reasons do you need to get into a Chrysler car or minivan? How about zero? Because now, for a limited time, you can get 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on select 2002 Chrysler vehicles. Choose from the always popular, always affordable Chrysler Town & Country or Voyager. The legendary and powerful 300M, the roomy Concorde, the versatile PT Cruiser, or the sporty Sebring Coupe. Plus, to make this great offer even better, all Chrysler vehicles are backed by the security of our exclusive 7-year, 70,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So hurry to your Chrysler dealer today, because with 0% financing and our 770 limited warranty, there's no reason not to. 0% APR financing for 60 months means $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance for qualified buyers with 10% down. Excludes Voyager EC and Town & Country EX and EL. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for copy of limited warranty. A deductible applies. Must take retail delivery by September 3rd.
There's a point in life when you find breakthrough. Breakthrough when you realize the car you drive is more than simple transportation. Breakthrough when the subtlety of the way business is done becomes as important as the price. And what I'm getting at, it's not enough to just drive a Cadillac, not enough to merely appreciate the luxury and the power and the all-out drivability of a Cadillac. You need to experience the true pleasure of buying a Cadillac. A Cadillac from Valley Cadillac Hummer. Valley Cadillac Hummer, run now by the third generation of a family as dedicated today to maintaining the breakthrough excellence they worked so hard to establish 50 years ago. Right now, lease either one of Cadillac's most popular models, the DeVille or Sedan DeVille, for just $462 a month. Ask for details. Cadillac Breakthrough. Find it at Valley Cadillac Hummer, 3100 Winton Road South.
This is your unlucky day.
Based on a true story, a Hallmark Channel original, Three Brothers Against an Army.
They come to wipe us out.
Tomorrow, justice knows no boundaries.
I just can't kill a man in cold blood.
You could, if you were a man, instead of a coward.
A Hallmark Channel world premiere event, Johnson County War, premieres tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central on the Hallmark Channel, where great stories come to life.
It's the Hollywood in Your Home sale, now at Radio Shack. Get an RCA home theater system with DVD player on sale just $299.99. Save $100. Then add a two-room RCA DirecTV system for just $29.99 after a $70 Radio Shack mail-in rebate. Plus, NFL fans and movie lovers won't want to miss an incredible deal on DirecTV's best programming package. The Hollywood in Your Home sale, now at Radio Shack.
Credit limitations $150. Early termination, non-activation fee, annual commitment, and restrictions apply. Not valid in NRTC areas. Good for new residential customers through 9/30/02. Offer subject to change. Details in store.
We are back. We be Nick Francesco.
Dave Enright.
And Steve Ray.
This is the Bob Lonsbury Show, sans Bob Lonsbury. So I guess that just makes this
the Bob show. Lonsbury Soundbite Show.
It's the show. We are Soundbites, and we do a show from 12:20-ish to 2 p.m. here
on Saturday.
Every Saturday. But right now we are talking about dang near anything except
taking computer fix-it problem
question things. And I have an interesting thing here in the news that I'd like to talk about.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to. Thank you so much. As you may have followed in the news for years now, we've been having a raging debate over the Yucca Mountain area, which is where we've buried thousands of tons of radioactive material.
Is that off of Long Island?
It's in the Nevada desert, actually.
Well, they bury a lot off of Long Island.
It's next to Area 51.
The deal is, last July, President Bush signed a bill making Yucca Mountain the planned site for 77,000 tons of nuclear refuse. The site's supposed to be open for business by about 2010, located in the Nevada desert, 90 miles from Las Vegas.
just the stones glow away, as we say. As we say. Right now, however, there are some folks who seem to have an interesting... I don't know what I'm hitting, but whatever it is, it's not good.
Just reset your machine.
I did. I'll get over it. There's a bunch of people who have a thought to actually take all that nuclear waste and send it to the moon.
Martin Landau and Barbara Bain.
No, we've passed
Jackie Gleason. To the moon, Alice, yeah.
To the moon. That's right. All you need is Jackie Gleason and a fist. But they're planning on using MIRVs, which are multiple-use reentry vehicles. No, it's not use.
Multiple independent
reentry vehicles to do this, send these things up and bring them back. Now, I don't know about you, but this doesn't strike me as a good idea.
What's wrong with just sending them up and spitting them far, far
out
of space?
Well, the thing is, if you're going to... all the hard work is getting them out of the gravity well of Earth, getting them up into space. Once they're there, you can do anything you want with them. Why don't we just send them into a trajectory into the sun? We couldn't possibly send enough nuclear waste into the sun for it to notice.
Really?
The big trick is the physics involved. Right now, it takes 500,000 gallons of liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen and 8 million pounds of aluminum fuel
right.
to make the shuttle go 200 miles.
Right.
So they would need rockets so much bigger than that to get even farther out. The old Saturn rockets could only get to the moon. And so you need massive rockets, much bigger than we have now.
Well, they just came out with a new one right now that they just showed on the news a day or so ago for a new technology in the rockets to launch the satellite.
But that's the Titan V. That's only going 20,000 miles.
But there is no friction in space. So once you send something on a trajectory into the sun...
Right, but
you're done.
Giving it enough impulse to escape our gravity that much...
Mass drivers.
Right.
We need mass drivers.
And what happens when the rocket blows up with tons of nuclear waste on it?
Yeah, I get that email all the time. Let's get back to computers for a second. I'm consistently getting this email that says, the latest NASA disaster, some nuclear rocket went particulate over the eastern seaboard and billions of tons of tiny little
particles
of radioactive material are raining down over the eastern seaboard. You know what? Not only did that not happen, but I tend to think if it did happen, I wouldn't hear about it from an AOL email.
One would think.
I would tend to think I could see it on the news. I believe I could turn to Wham and hear it reported.
There was a bad one a couple of years ago. One of the Titan rockets exploded just after launch, and the aluminum fuel, flaming aluminum fuel, was pouring down on the launch site.
Right.
Burned up a few cars.
Right.
But, you know, that's all trouble. A lot of folks, you know... There's a website for rumors and
the urban legends.
Urban legends. I mean, because I heard this.
S-N-O-P-S.
You know, the old found a vet in the garage, you know, selling it for $60, and all this other stuff, or the Elvis Presley Harley.
Now, speaking of Harley, the Harley Museum is going to be opening up. One of the Harley grandsons or great grandsons or whatever is going to run it.
Thanks to your wife, I was able to listen to that show, and it was fantastic.
And they bought an old Harley to put in the museum.
No, they didn't.
It was donated.
No, they didn't buy just any Harley.
They didn't know it until they took the cover off.
And checked out the serial number. It was serial number 001.
Yeah, they bought back
first Harley.
They didn't even know it until they took the cover off and looked at the serial number.
That's fantastic.
That is so cool. We're going to talk in a minute. We're going to talk a little bit about the shame of the fact that we are no longer going to the moon after we talk to Nathan from Henrietta. Welcome, Nathan. How are you?
Hey, pretty good.
Good. What are you going to talk about?
You guys were talking about the idea of sending nuclear waste into space.
Yes.
Yeah. I was just thinking about the Space Shuttle Challenger and how terrible it'd be if something like that happens with nuclear waste on board.
Right.
Yeah, that would just be a terrible mess. I mean, this is completely crazy.
Well, the thing is, there are ways to do it safely, but there are not ways to do it safely and cheaply. Don't forget, the shuttle was built by the lowest bidder.
Mm-hmm. It was built like
several million parts.
20, 30 years old now, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And of course, they're all grounded now anyway because they all need repair
Space
and nobody's
shuttle,
ever done it.
Space Shuttle Enterprise first flew in 1978.
That's exactly right. And the reality is that there are ways to do this. We could create a railgun. that would just shoot this stuff into the right trajectory to go, but rail guns are expensive.
Yeah, and the amount of power you'd need to power a rail gun, you'd probably generate more nuclear waste than you're getting rid of.
Well, and that's the other part of the problem, is that we have very poor methods of generating power.
Mm-hmm.
We've never, that's you know, we're so far behind other technologies.
All we're trying to do is boil water. More efficient ways to boil water.
That's all we do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But you're right. I mean, it's conceptually, it's a great idea. Take all the waste and send it someplace else.
Yeah, but you can't do that practically.
The devil is in the details.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a great idea,
it
and
comes
I think
with
there
the
are
price
ways
tag.
To do it. There is a way that we could easily send this stuff up into space, and you know what it is? You build a giant dome and put all this stuff on top of it, and underneath it, you blow off a bunch of atomic bombs. And as they go, they push the dome up, push the dome up, push the dome up, push mm-hmm. the dome. Frankly, I would not want to be standing underneath it when that happens. But it's certainly doable. The point is, there's a million ways to get stuff out there. How do we do it safely? We're going to take another break while we all contemplate that and or our navels. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes on the Bob Lonsbury Show with Nick Francesco.
Dave Enright.
And Steve Ray.
On 1180 WHAM.
I never said that I'm Caucasian.
Are you a double dip?
Rush Limbaugh.
Which are you?
Rush!
Then prove to us that you're not the devil of the Bible. Because you know Israel is wicked.
Rita.
We care about the people. What about
Shut up!
Rush.
People of color are joining the U.S. Armed Forces to defend that which allows you to be an absolute lunatic.
News Radio 1180 WHAM.
You're going down with the wicked.
I used to think banking was such a chore. Then I switched to ESL. They make it so easy.
I think it's the people and the great service.
I get more than I expect. And that's a nice change.
Thinking of changing your address? The right mortgage from ESL Federal Credit Union could put you into a new home or even your first home. Why not see how ESL can help save you hundreds, even thousands, with a low fixed or adjustable rate mortgage? We also offer no down payment and no closing cost options to help keep extra cash in your pocket. Best of all, you'll get the low rates you'd expect from a credit union. Make a change for the better. Give us a call at 336-1000.
Well,
visit ESL.org or stop by your local ESL branch today.
ESL? Oh, I tell everyone to go there.
And this year, I got another owner's dividend. You see, they share their earnings with their members, not stockholders.
I just love going to ESL.
ESL. It's banking only better. ESL is an equal housing lender. Payment of an owner's dividend is not guaranteed.
Shepherd Ford has been keeping their promises for over 50 years. We offer more than just a lot packed with new and used cars and trucks. Shepherd Ford can offer outstanding rebates and those unbeatable prices you are looking for. But most importantly, Shepherd Ford is known for our personalized attention. We take care of our customers. So when you're ready for great service and great prices, you're ready for Shepherd Ford. Shepherd Ford, 50 years of selling Fords, 50 years of doing it right. Routes 5 and 20 in Canandaigua.
Across town or around the world, we've got you covered. News Radio 1180 WHAM.
We have a mix of clouds and sun, 71 degrees at 1:30. Good afternoon. I'm Glenn Lamberts with a WHAM News Update. Charges of immigration violations and document fraud are behind dozens of arrests of employees at various airports in Southern California. The raid was part of a national sweep begun last fall. Authorities did not find any connection to terrorist activity, just a lot of undocumented people. New York's LaGuardia Airport apparently back to normal after a morning security incident. A spokesman for the FAA told us all airplanes now arriving are being allowed to land. That's after authorities were told some type of a weapon may have made it onto an aircraft. Radio giant Infinity Broadcasting is not out of the woods yet. The company fired the shock jocks known as Opie and Anthony because of a stunt last week that involved a couple having sex in New York's St. Patrick's Cathedral. But the FCC says that does not mean it will end its investigation of the incident. Checking the WAM ESL 30-minute ticker, the Dow is off 174 at 8879. The NASDAQ is down 37.
Here's WHAM's radar weather for Rochester and Western New York. For this afternoon, we'll see some partial sunshine. The cloudiest weather will be well to the south of Rochester. It'll be breezy and cooler today with a high 72 lakeside, 77 for just about everyone else. Coming up for tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy, the low temperature 59 to 63. Tomorrow looks overcast with a few showers, especially east and south of town, the high near 75 degrees. And Sunday looks nicer with a mix of sun and clouds, the high 70 to 74. This is WHAM meteorologist Josh Nichols.
Rochester radar from News Source 13 shows no precipitation lingering around to pounce on us. But we do have cloudy conditions with sun breaks and 71 degrees. I'm Glenn Lamberts on Rochester's News Leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Well, I know what's right. Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
And I'm Steve Wright.
And we are Sound Bites, but this is not Sound Bites. This is the Bob Lonsbury Show. Or as we think of it, the show, because there is no Bob Lonsbury today. And in a couple of minutes, we may be talking about urban legends. But first, we have Frank on the line. Welcome, Frank. What's your question today? Frank, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What would you like to talk about, Frank?
First of all, two quick things. First of all, about your cell phones for dogs.
Yeah. They're not my cell phones for dogs.
Hey, you know what? The reason why cats will never have cell phones is because dogs will come when you call them. Cats take a message and get back to you.
All right.
I like it. Like that one.
Yeah. The thing about sending nuclear waste into space, that's amazing. And on a serious thought, before we do that, do we need to watch the international waters for ground-to-air missiles?
Oh, that's an excellent question.
Yeah, good question.
That's an excellent question.
I mean, it's we could nuke all of Florida.
Accident.
In about 30 seconds.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, yeah, it's true. Well, that, I mean, that's kind of the point. You know, up to this point, there never has been an accident that spread nuclear waste across the eastern seaboard.
Right. Well, we're
space
we're
accident,
kind of
at least.
Up to one of
right,
I mean,
a space accident, right. The potential, yeah. Or, you know, even if it gets even farther over some other country, you know, as it's trying to get up, even up into orbit. I mean, all of a sudden it could be raining down in, you know, Europe somewhere.
So what would be the cost of protecting the world every time you want to send up one of those things?
Whoa.
Right. I mean, it's a real problem, isn't it?
We'd have to put our whole Air Force in the air, basically.
Yeah. I mean, you're right, because how many other countries are going to let us do that?
Yep.
Unless, of course, we send it up into space and solely go over our own country.
Well, we still want to protect our country.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's not a very good idea either, is
it? Right. Okay.
So,
have a good day, guys.
Right. Thank you. It's an interesting question. Getting, you know, throwing all our waste at the moon probably sounds like a heck of a good idea, considering, you know, we're not there. And it's the shame, I think, of America that we have not gone back to the moon in, what, 30 years now?
But not even dumping it on the moon. If they just shoot it on out past Pluto and the rest of the...
Right. Wherever you want to send it, it's getting it out of the gravity well. That's the dangerous part.
Yeah.
Getting it off the Earth is the dangerous part. So, you know, there's a million ways that people think about it, but the reality is that once it's out there, you're great. Getting it out there is the hard part. And you're right. I personally would not in my backyard, you know, you've heard of that? In my airspace, thank you.
They'd definitely be up in arms about that, because even if it strays a little bit, you know, if it goes up, and of course it's got to head north to get up and get out, even gets close to Canada.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it's one of those ones that sounds so great.
But ain't going to fly.
But isn't. It isn't.
One of the other things, though, we had an offline caller call in and ask us that we started to get into urban legends.
Yep.
There's one that's going around right now, and you might get it as an email. It's not so much as an urban legend as spam mail or junk mail, whatever you want to call it.
It's a legitimate scam.
That they're sending it from Nigeria and other countries asking you to...
Afghanistan, a couple other countries.
Yeah, asking you to, you know, that they got this money. and you can come in and you can share in it. Very few folks are going to be in on this, but, you know, it's more or less a big scam that you'll wind up sending money, losing money, in the return that you're going to get millions back. Well, guess what, folks? It doesn't happen.
Yeah, at some point, what they ask you for is
canceled
your credit
checks.
Card number, your checks, your credit card, your bank account numbers and passwords and PIN numbers.
Anytime you've got to pay money to get money, I'd walk away or run.
If they wanted you to have the money, they'd send it to you.
And they're not going to use the email to notify you about it. There was a story in the news the other day about a guy who got a phone call that he had won a $3,000 lottery, and he paid $6,000 in fees to collect his money.
Uh-huh.
And I bet he got the $3,000, and he was happy, and the guy who has the other $3,000 is even happier. Yeah. There are a lot of these things around. The one I've been seeing again recently is the kidney theft ring in New Orleans.
Yeah.
You know what, folks? Nobody is waking up in a bathtub full of ice. Nobody. It's not happening. Go to the National Kidney Foundation at kidney.org. And you'll see that they get repeated requests for this. They have actually sent out a request repeatedly over years for victims of organ thieves to come forward and tell their stories. None of them have. That's none. Yeah. As in nada, zip, zero. Nobody. And you know what? I can't even talk to you about the medical problems. Somebody remaining alive with their kidneys missing, I don't care if you're in a tub of ice water or not, or the absolute certainty that that kidney will be rejected by the recipient,
any random
which makes
recipient.
The whole thing not workable anyway.
Well, there's another scam, too, where this person is sitting there saying how poor they are and that their daughter needs this operation and that they're trying to collect money.
Yeah.
You know, and they live in there and they don't have electricity. Now, wait a minute. You're typing this on a computer.
Exactly.
If you're that poor, how the hell did you get a computer to type it on anyways? And people are literally sending money to these folks.
They always tug at your heartstrings by the children in need.
Yeah.
Legitimate charity organizations don't use email to solicit funds because they know of all the scams out. And even if they tried to, most people wouldn't believe it.
One of the tough ones is the Make-A-Wish Foundation. They're a real organization. They do real good work.
Yes.
But they have actually had to establish a toll-free hotline to respond to the internet hoaxes using their good name and reputation. This takes away from the work they could be doing. If you really want to know what they're doing, go to makeawish.org. How hard is that? We're going to go to the phones now. Rick from Rochester is on the... Oh, I got Craig there. He wasn't quite ready for me. Rick from Rochester is on the line. Welcome, Rick.
Yeah, I'm on mobile cell. So
we got to talk to you then.
I was going to give you some information related to waste and space.
Please.
There's been a lot of research done on it, and the current best thought process, the most foolproof one, is in fact the railgun.
Yeah.
You don't want to get it out of the gravitational pull. You want to get it into the gravitational pull of the sun.
Let the sun do its own job.
You're right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so it's pretty straightforward and pretty simple. All they have to do is get the railgun up to par.
Yeah. Well, they can do rail guns. It's going to take them an incredible amount of energy and money to do it.
Well, part of the trick is researching that, getting it down to something more reasonable.
Yeah.
Yep. For those of you who don't know what a rail gun is, you saw one on some Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, the Eraser.
Oh, the Eraser, yeah.
Except, of course, let's not get into the physics of that. He'd have been thrown back just as hard as anybody
Magnetic levitation trains at Disney World.
Are exactly right. And we're going to take another break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, on the Bob Lonsbury Show on 1180 WHAM.
Hey, everybody, this is Wham's nutritionist, Liz Bonus. And back by popular demand, we bring you the Lighten Up with Liz newsletter, available in a wide variety of locations in our community.
Be sure to pick up Liz's Lighten Up newsletter, brought to you by Roberts Wesleyan College and Pinnacle Printing. Available at Unity Health Systems Women's Health Services at Wellstream, at the offices of Dr. Louis Catapano, at Brighton Campus Chiropractors, West Henrietta Road, at Fonte Surgical Supply on Portland Avenue, at the Craft Antique Co-op on West Ridge Road, and at Agape Physical Therapy, West Avenue in Brockport.
Andy Lukashevitz for Roadrunner High Speed Online.
Hey, it's back to school time, and if you don't have Roadrunner, I just have one question for you. What are you waiting for? Roadrunner's up to 50 times faster than dial-up, and there's no busy signals. It's always on when you need it. You know, to my family, time's precious. I have three kids in school who always seem to have projects due at the same time. Roadrunner Speed helps them to complete their projects quickly and on time. And best of all, we can still make phone calls while the kids are online. At Time Warner, we have nearly 900 local employees. They're all busy keeping Roadrunner fast and reliable. It's no surprise that Roadrunner's consistently ranked number one in customer satisfaction. If you're not convinced yet, sign up today. And for the next 6 months, Roadrunner's going to cost you less than a dollar a day. That's less than a cup of coffee. Hey, try us for 30 days. If you're not completely satisfied, we'll give you your money back. I guarantee it. So why wait? Call now. Call 756-BEEP today. I promise you won't be disappointed.
New residential customers only. Offer ends September 30th.
This is it. Don't miss the Webster Chrysler Jeep Blowout Summer Clearance Sale. Incredible deals on all new and used cars. You must come to Webster Chrysler Jeep now. Check out these incredible pre-owned clearance deals.
Want a used car for only $199? How about a 1999 certified pre-owned Cherokee Sport for only $199 per month? Need more room? What about a 1998 Dodge Caravan for, yes, only $199 a month? Or save on this sharp 1999 Dodge Intrepid for, you guessed it, $199 a month. And for those looking for a new car deal, a 2002 Jeep Liberty for only $299 a month. Or look great in a 2002 PT Cruiser for $279 a month. Zero down with just tax and license.
There are many more great deals, but you need to hurry. These deals won't last long. Get down to the Webster Chrysler Jeep Summer Blowout Sale today. Sale ends August 31st, so hurry to Webster Chrysler Jeep, 2111 Empire Boulevard, or call 1-877-889-6246 for more info on Webster Chrysler's amazing blowout sale.
Tony Bennett, just any old cheeseburger. Only Bill Gray's will do.
Yeah.
I love the taste and the quality and the juicy through and through.
It's the world's greatest cheeseburger. Made fresh for you each day.
When you're looking for something good cooking, say, give me Bill Gray's.
Camping out is a beautiful thing. Getting away from it all, fresh air, communing with nature. As wonderful as camping can be, nothing beats celebrating your return from the wild with a fresh, hot meal at Bill Gray's. For a limited time, Bill Gray's Restaurants and Iron Mike's Camping and Military Exchange are offering a chance to win a family camping prize pack worth over $800. No purchase necessary. Camping is a beautiful thing. Coming home to Bill Gray's? Now that's downright wonderful.
A delicious meal with family or friends is a great way to share the day.
If you're getting hungry, say, give me Bill Gray's.
Don't give me just anything for lunch or dinner. Give me Bill Gray's.
The Bob Lonsberry Show, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
What's going on in Washington with prescription drugs and Medicare?
I'll tell you what's going on. It's too much politics, not enough results.
It's tough, sorting out the politics when it comes to prescription drug coverage. Seniors know Congressman Tom Reynolds is protecting them. He voted for Medicare prescription drug coverage for all seniors. The Reynolds plan reduces out-of-pocket drug costs by up to 70%, provides complete protection against catastrophic drug costs, and lets seniors and their doctors, not bureaucrats, decide what medicines they need. Democrats? They're playing politics with Medicare, scaring seniors. Their scheme rations life-saving drugs and provides no benefits until 2005. Congressman Reynolds' plan is simple, affordable, and provides benefits immediately, with options to choose the best plan for you. Call Congressman Reynolds at 716-634-2324. Thank him for voting to add prescription drug coverage to Medicare. Paid for by the 60 Plus Association.
It's Ford Friday at Cortez Ford, Rochester's newest addition to the Cortez Automotive family, 2500 West Henrietta Road.
We are back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And we're talking to Bryce on a cell phone. Welcome. Are you there, Bryce?
Yes, this is Bryce.
Go ahead. You're pulled over to the side of the road, right?
Safe cell phones. You bet your boots.
Darn right. What do you want to talk about?
I got to keep the governor happy.
Yeah, yep. You don't want to pay that extra $50.
Well, whatever.
A friend of mine got nailed, believe it or not.
It's not raining, though, because I don't have my headlights on.
Yeah, right, exactly. What would you like to talk to us about?
I think the best place for the nuclear waste is to have Corning Glass, who was getting hurt by the fiber optic industry. They were the pioneers of making leaded glass.
Yes.
And, you know, Europeans.
Yeah.
But I think you can encapsulate it in lead glass and put it down the Marianas Trench. It's only going to get deeper. It's like 34,000 or 38,600 feet deep.
Mm. So we paid Corning Glass. I love this idea. We pay Corning Glass
to encapsulate it.
To encapsulate it, and then we just drop it in
and
the mirror.
Gravity's in your favor.
And when you're working with gravity, which
That's
is
right.
the cheapest way to do it.
It's like politics. You work with gravity.
Exactly.
Gravity.
You know what they say? Gravity always wins.
That's right. It's gravitas, but I think that'd be a great place to park.
Gravity
you know?
Sucks.
No, gravity pulls.
Pulls.
There's a difference. That's a great idea. Thanks.
No, gravity doesn't suck. Gravity's there, you know?
Right. Gravity pulls. It doesn't.
That's right.
Or at least it attracts.
You know,
I guess.
It would help.
Pulling out my body.
And,
then you got to worry about the marine life.
No
right.
rain.
Yeah.
No lightning strikes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And it's just going to be down there. And glasses
Doesn't
in the
rot.
A million years from now, as long as
right.
we don't drop anything else on it, we're good.
From killing off all them, they're called tube something or other. They're around the...
Yeah, the tube worms.
Tube worms, yeah.
Around,
they're around the vents.
The volcanic vents.
The volcanic
yeah.
vents,
Black holes,
sure.
yeah. Or yep. the black smokers.
Black smoker, yeah.
Yeah.
300 degree temperatures down at the bottom of the ocean.
But the yep. Mariana Stretch is only going to get deeper because it's in a fault area which is spreading. It's always going to get deeper.
That's exactly
yeah, that's
right. It's a heck of an idea.
Yeah. Good one.
I love this idea. Thanks.
We just solved the issue for him. And
that's
it doesn't
it.
Cost as much.
We'll just follow along. All right, our next caller here on 1180 WHM is Bob in Pittsburgh. Welcome, Bob.
Hi.
What's your question?
I'd like to get your opinion on file encryption as it relates to national security.
Okay, this is an interesting question because mm-hmm. the reality is several fold. If you're talking about encryption as a standalone standard in and of itself, the more bits you use in the encryption, the better off you are. So a 2 megabit encryption or 4 megabit, 16 megabit encryption would take somebody longer to break.
Theoretically now, longer. They could yes. guess right the first try.
Right, but theoretically longer to break. If what you're talking about is the standard that the government wants to institute where they keep all the keys and they can read any message and stuff like that, the reality is that if you have an encryption standard and more than one person has the key, it's not an encryption.
Right.
It's just a lock that needs to be opened. If I know there's one place I can go to steal all the keys, that's the place
that
I'm going to hit.
All the hackers are going to head right to that door.
So I personally am not a big fan of that particular method of... Yeah, I understand. I completely sympathize with the government's desire... I notice I didn't say need, I said desire, to be able to read any message from anybody anytime. I completely understand that. The reality, however, is that if, in fact, they institute this, the first thing that will happen is somebody will break the key, and then there is no encryption. So I'm not entirely certain what that solves.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for the
question. What do you think about it? Oh, he's gone. I apologize. That's entirely my fault.
Yeah, no, it would have been nice.
Our next caller is Robert from Gates. Welcome, Robert.
Yes, hi. Am I hearing you right? You're talking about the possibility of sending a spaceship loaded with nuclear waste to the sun?
Yes.
Well, how close would it get to the sun before it burns up? How far could it travel toward the sun before the massive temperature would not allow it to reach its destination?
Well, its destination is to be burned up in the sun. That's the point.
But it wouldn't ever get to the sun.
Well, we'd get close enough.
Would it?
Yeah, absolutely. It would certainly get within the orbit of Mercury, well past the orbit of Mercury,
mm-hmm.
and it would get into the solar troposphere, whatever. No, they don't call it that anymore. They call it the coronosphere. And it would get really close. It would be really, really close. And it would just burn up and then become part of the matter of the sun that burns up anyway.
And the solar wind we get every day. And
right. is already way more radioactive than anything we would be sending it. So once it got into the near vicinity of the sun, it would probably be the least radioactive thing there.
But as the spaceship travels in the direction of the sun, how yeah. fast does the temperature increase to the point where the spaceship wouldn't survive?
Well, inside...
Well, they've already sent
more than halfway.
Way more. Yeah. Well, 99% of the way.
Well, they've already sent rockets
yeah.
to Mars.
99% to its destination toward the sun.
Yeah,
99%. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'd get way close.
Well,
point would be to have it destroyed.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, I understand. If it could get that far, that sounds right. But I wouldn't think that the I would think the temperature would be so massive, even halfway to the sun.
No, don't forget, Mercury is just a planet made of rock. And it survives that as
and
close
we,
as it is.
And
to
we've
the
already put rockets, sent rockets to Mercury.
And so anything that you built would get even closer before it burned up.
Okay, well, you taught me something.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's our job here, to raise the level of intelligence of the listeners and callers. We have Linda. We've got about a minute for Linda. Linda, what's your question?
I just had something that I wanted to comment on.
Sure.
That in theory, this all sounds okay to do.
Yeah.
But realistically speaking, I don't think that's something that we should be playing with.
Sending old radioactive stuff into space?
Exactly.
Yeah, you see, guys?
I really think you're playing with things that we don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. That's the point of what we're talking about. It's sending it there is a great idea. The technologies that we have to get it there aren't really safe enough for us to be sending old nuclear matter into space.
Because it's like, once they send it up, what direction is it going to go? Is
I mean, are we messing with the chemical makeup of the, you know, of the sun or...
Oh, well, the amount of stuff we would send to the sun would be so minute, it would be less than 1/1,000,000%
but
if
like,
we sent everything we had for the next 1,000,000 years.
Well, I've been doing some research on the internet, and I found some very interesting websites to go to look at some of the star formation, some things from the Hubble spacecraft.
Right. There's some great stuff out there.
Very interesting. And also, when you're out there doing your web searching on, you know, different things, there's LonsberrySucks.com. That's a good website, too.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break while we edit that tape. We'll be back in just a just a couple of minutes. Is that CKS or just an X? with more on the Bob Lonsberry Show on 1180 WHAM.
Well, Dexter, how's my favorite Tom Walls accountant?
Sir, I discovered that Tom Walls could save $13,800 a year by switching from Heinz ketchup to a lesser brand.
Yes.
But then the store managers all said Heinz ketchup was the best tasting ketchup money could buy. So I forgot about it.
Now we're getting somewhere.
At Tom Walls, we've been using the best ingredients money can buy. Since 1955. The reason we use quality ingredients like Heinz ketchup and DePaula rolls, the reason we still handcraft every batch of root beer and still use a glass pie plate to press out every ground steak is taste. Nothing else tastes like Tom Walls because no one else makes it like Tom Walls.
How's this, sir? Tom Walls uses Heinz, so the competition will never catch up to us. Get it, sir? Catch up?
Dexter, stick to accounting, okay?
Fact is, you could probably buy a burger for 49 cents somewhere else, but then you'd have to eat it.
Give me a fussy root beer and a Tom Walls ground steak.
Tom Walls, 9 convenient locations all around town.
Hi, this is McKenna. For years, my dad and I have been telling you about all of the great reasons to visit Mollier Chevrolet. We finally figured, don't take our word for it. Listen to what John from Fairport has to say.
We have 2 kids and 1 on the way, so we knew it was time to get a Chevy Venture minivan. We shopped the dealers within the city, but found they were only interested in what the last dealer quoted us. Then we visited Mollier. They took the time to understand our family's needs, and guess what? We found out about options and warranties we never knew were available. Plus, without telling our sales consultant about the previous quotes, we paid less.
Hi, this is Tom Rosati from Mollier Chevrolet. With over 200 vehicles on site, starting at only $49.95, we have the vehicle you're looking for. Trucks? You have to visit Mollier's Truck Center. It's no secret. Mollier's been labeled as the specialist in trucks, SUVs, and of course, minivans. It's no wonder we're titled as the area's only truck SUV wholesale center. In fact, we've been able to help thousands of satisfied clients find the vehicle they've been looking for under $10,000. Plus, till the end of August, we here at Mollier Chevrolet are going to give you 10% more for your trade-in than the Kelley Blue Book. It's no wonder everyone's singing,
Mollier, Mollier, we always say yes.
NFL Flyaway, brought to you locally by FYE for your entertainment, where you'll find all the movies you love on DVD, including the collector's series Jackie Brown and Pulp Fiction. FYE, music, movies, games, and more.
Talk Back is back. Tell us what you think about Wham's program lineup. Go online to wham1180.com.
We are back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And as always here on the Bob Lonsberry Show, we end with listeners on the loose. This is your opportunity to take up to 30 seconds to say dang near anything you want.
I think he only gives
him
15.
15 seconds?
15 seconds.
15
yep.
seconds. You can take up to 30, but we'll only hear 15 of them. To talk about
it.
You can take hours. We don't care, but you're going to be talking on an empty phone. 15 seconds to talk about anything you like. Please keep it clean because otherwise we're just bored. We've all heard the words before. We don't need to hear them again.
I want to hear the trivia question.
The point behind this is the content, not the words. So go. Let's go. Who's our first caller? What's up? You there? Thank you. And I know who I am, too, because in that Zen sort of
you
way, I have discovered myself. Thank you. Our next caller.
Yeah, Stingray, I'll tell you, I wonder how you attained your maturity, but you're right. We do have a lot to talk about, so stop over, have a few beers. That woman's trying to make you have to be the bad guy. We can talk it out without Lamar the Leech or Smiley the Leprechaun. Come on now.
Okay.
Breaker, we are talking about this guy here, and I want to thank you for everything that you said to us because it was wonderful, and we enjoyed every single dang word of it. Thank you very much. But we have to move on to our next call now. Thank you. Hi there.
Hello.
What's up?
I think everybody has forgotten all about the day the Earth stood still. What was the purpose for Gort to come to Earth?
Gort, Klaatu Barada Nikto. Absolutely. Gort came to Earth to destroy it because of all the nuclear weapons that were on the Earth. I think we need to go back and view every George Pal movie ever made because they are truth. Next caller.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hey, I really miss you guys on TV.
Thank you so much. We miss us on TV, too. And that's it. We're done. I miss us on TV, but you don't have to miss us because Dave, Steve, and I will be back here tomorrow at 12:20-ish until 2 o'clock with sound bites to answer real computer questions. We want to thank every single human being involved in Wham 11A and Wham because they were nice enough to let us ramble for the last few hours.
And thank you for all the callers that took the time to call in.
Exactly. Thank God you'll have Bob back on Monday. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And this is 1180 WHA.
What makes the Epson Stylus Photo A20 printer better than others?